Blog Talk Radio.
Need help keeping your digestive balance? Align can help. Only Align has Bifantus, a patented probiotic that naturally helps maintain your digestive balance. Try Align to help retain a balanced digestive system. Try the number one gastroenterologist recommended probiotic, Align. Call is now being recorded.
Home improvement project you want to do? Take it on. Waste Management's new Bagster bag can take on the waste. The Bagster dumpster in a bag can handle as much renovation waste and debris as you can throw in it. Drywall, cabinets, sinks, clutter, up to 3,300 pounds worth. Schedule collection from Waste Management, and it's gone. Take it on with the Bagster bag, official sponsor of cleanup season. Plan your spring cleanup project at thebagster.com today.
Do you think you really know your loved ones?
It was love at first sight.
Maybe you do.
He made me feel like I was beautiful, amazing.
And maybe you don't. Real stories of deception.
He tried to say he really loved me.
Betrayal.
Stay away from this man.
And murder.
They had evidence.
By the people they thought they knew.
All of my worst nightmares came true.
The Devil You Know. All new series Wednesday, June 15th at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
Now playing on DirecTV Cinema.
Comes a comedy about what guys think they know.
The Where Are You text is like saying, I want to have sex with you. I just need to know how drunk you are.
And what girls really want.
Did you just open a car door for me? No one's ever done that for me before. Do it again.
Welcome to the new world of relationships.
You can use each other for sex.
No strings attached.
Yeah, I could do that.
We're sex friends.
That's not possible.
No strings attached.
Movies start at channel 125.
You value your friends. So does DirecTV. Meg's worth $100. So are Mike, Carol, Bob, Jim, and Kay. For every friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in bill credit, and they get $100 in bill credit on top of our best offer. Just give your account number to your friends and have them call 1-877-4-100-EACH. They must have your account number when they order. Refer up to 10 people and get $1,000 in bill credit. Then celebrate and watch the Benjamins stack up.
Sometimes I need to deep clean my carpet right away. Like when Mom suddenly decides to come to visit. We didn't really have time to rent a machine, so we just used what we had on hand.
Honey, where are you? Marco?
Hello.
Fortunately, Bissell has a better way.
Own a Bissell ProHeat 2X, and it's there when you need it. It has dual brushes and a built-in heater for a deep-down clean. And it out-cleans traditional rentals. It's deep cleaning when you need it. The Bissell ProHeat 2X. Bissell. We mean clean.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here, and I want to talk to you about my friends at AffordableHomeTech.com. Now, y'all know what time of the year it is. College football bowl games, the NBA is back, the Super Bowl coming up, and baseball is right around the corner. So you know that the flat-screen HD TVs will be fired up and ready to go. No matter what you spend on these TVs, you better make sure that you can trust the people that install them. That's why I put all of my home entertainment needs in the hands of the fine people at AffordableHomeTech.com. They mount TVs on the wall, install surround sound systems, calibrate the speakers for the best sound possible according to your room's acoustic dimensions, and they have a one-year workmanship guarantee along with being insured and bonded for up to $2 million. They're affordable on any budget, and their prices are lower than any major retailer out there, all while giving you top-notch quality work, no matter if your home is a trailer, apartment, or a mansion. These guys at Affordable Home Tech can do it all. So go to AffordableHomeTech.com. That's www.affordablehometech. Three words, people. AffordableHomeTech.com to find out more. And you know that just for being a part of the loyal following, you're going to get a great deal. For the YourWorldMyViews.com listeners, just go to the website and put in the code YWMV to get 10% off of your flat panel TV installation. For premium wall mounting installations, you'll also get 10% off, and you'll get a free wall mount bracket for your TV installation. Remember, you put a lot of money into your man cave, movie, or family room. So why trust the installation of your high-end electronics to anyone but the best? AffordableHomeTech.com.
I'm a filthy rich executive. I hear the market's down 1,000,000 points. I freak out. I spill my large espresso. The searing pain makes me slam on the brakes. Uh-oh, your fault. And your 15-minute insurance may not cover my $90,000 car, so I sue you, because that's what I do. So get Allstate. You save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. I'm expecting, I think, we should have my girl, Sarah J., but she may not be able to make it today, so we'll see. My show is one of those where if the shit happens, great. If the shit happens, great. If it doesn't, I roll with the punches. I don't know what it is supposed to be, what it's supposed to be, what it is. But it'll be it. And when she's on, she'll press the one. And if she comes on, we'll keep going. And we'll. If she doesn't, we'll see her next week.
Because that's a good thing. You tune into Your World, My Views to hear my views, not they views. Yeah. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. You know, the great thing about doing this show is this. I get to say what's on my mind. And in the process, I try to help people. Because, and I want to say this. This is hilarious. Like, I got these dudes who I don't know. Some guy named Grady Morrow Jr. said, "Ain't this that Tommy dude? If so, middle finger, sucker ass, nicker. N-I-C-C-A. This so tickles me. This so tickles me when I have this idea of people who I've never met, who don't like what I post on my own page or in another group, that they'll get mad at over a year ago. I don't know them from Adam. But they still so mad that they're going to other people's posts that will say, "Hey, I'm listening to this guy. He's pretty good." And will say something on that person's post about me. I'm looking at it, and I guess it's just funny to me when I see it, because I'm completely shocked that adults do this. I mean, these are grown-ass niggas that's going around saying, "Fuck that guy who said something I don't like." And since he said it once, I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over again, even if the person ain't paying me no attention, even if the person don't know me, even if whatever. Yeah, I don't know why I feel the way I feel about black people. And again, it'd be the same black men who were raised by black women. I think most of the time, the only time a black man even becomes a better man is when he stopped dealing with his own people. When he stops dealing with his own people, and I'm sorry, y'all, I put the wrong phone number here. Damn it. Somebody just told me I've been putting out the wrong number like a big dog, just like a motherfucker. Just the number is 347-989-8310. I'm sorry, I don't know my own number. I didn't get that damn thing down. But anyway, thank y'all for, I mean, just look on and see that it's the number's wrong. Look on there and see that it's wrong. The number's wrong. My bad, player. Jeez. But hopefully if you're calling in, you realize, hey, that number ain't right. That number is not right. But I want to talk to some of you guys. And then the guy just wrote, I really don't care. I don't deal with people who clown their own race for profit. I didn't know I clowned my own race. Well, let me go to my man Black. Maybe that's what I do. Tonight's subject for people who want to know. Our subject tonight is internet horror stories. And I want to talk about people who've had not such good, I don't know how to say it, experiences with the internet. Everybody's had good experience. Everybody's had bad experience. You heard a young lady earlier today say she had a bad experience. So what do we do? If you've had a bad experience, can you get past it? And this guy who says, I clown my own race for profit. I'm as broke as the next man. Let's get this straight. I'm as broke as the next man. When I say something to y'all, it ain't for profit. I ain't profiting at all. When I'm telling y'all something, it's because I think it's something you need to know, not because it's something I think I'm a profit off of. Everybody knows shit I profit off of. That's why they make sure that they don't jump in and join on that shit. They make sure they don't help out. People know what I profit on and what I don't. That's why they make sure they don't help on that shit. I started doing this because I felt like there were some things that people needed to know, needed to hear, and I've done it for 3 years because I still feel that there's some things that people need to know, that people need to hear. And that will always be the only reason I do it. And if I ever get to the point where I'm starting to lie to people for profit, then I would like to stop doing whatever the fuck it is I'm doing. I would like people to call me out on my bullshit. I don't ever want to get to the point where I done sold my soul. I hope to God that never happens to me. I don't give a fuck if everybody give me all type of money. I don't want it if I got a lot of y'all to get it. I hope that God willing, I'm never put in position to where I got to tell somebody a lie to get they money. Because I don't want them to come back and say, you told me this and it wasn't true. I don't want to ever have to hear somebody say that to me. I think it's sad. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. I'm going to be taking you guys' phone calls where we can talk about anything, but tonight, again, the subject is we're talking about internet horror stories, and I'm going to tell you guys some of mine. And again, if my girl Sarah J is on the line, I don't know if she's there or not. Sarah, press the one if you're there. Let us know you're there. So we'll know that you're there, because I don't know. I mean, it's Christmas time, and sometimes I don't get a chance to stay in touch with my staff. This is a fun show. They just come on when they want to. Let me go to my man, Black, right here on the line. What's up, Black?
How you doing today, sir?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Man, we up here doing great.
All right. Thank you. All right, we've been talking about something beforehand. I don't know if you got a chance to even read the article. Did you read the article that was in Essence Magazine by Mr. Robin Thicke?
Man, I've been at work all day long, bro. So, actually, I ain't got a chance to check anything out new on the net today, actually. What's going on
right.
with the article?
Not much. He just basically pointed out that he was trying to say that black women, a lot of times, that the reason they're having problems, if they're having a problem with finding a good black man, it may have something to do with their own attitude, not because there's a shortage of good black men, because he said he's seen a whole bunch of good black men. As a matter of fact, he hangs out with a bunch of good black men.
Okay. Well, I have to disagree with that. A lot of the issues that I'm seeing is just the fact that the lack of communication, the lack of dedication from men to do what they need to do on a day-in, day-out basis to have that woman want to receive them on a day-in basis. Men don't want to put the work in. We want to sit around and play our PlayStations and, you know, call up our homeboys and, you know, watch people on television. We don't want to put the work in to get to know her as a woman, and it's not something.
Do we not want to put it in, or have we gotten to the point where we don't have to?
I think a lot of us don't have to nowadays. A lot of us.
I was about to say, I don't think we don't want to. I think we don't have to.
Because a lot of women are settling for the least because only a few black men know there's a responsibility to them at the end of the day. Most black men don't even know the responsibility they have to the woman. Most of the black men only have responsibility to themselves at this time. They're not looking at the outward picture of gathering the proper, like I say, the life tools they need in order to approach her, to care for her, and nurture her for her entire life, not just for 10 years, 15 years, and then out the door and trade her in for a newer, younger model, you know, versus being with her for 50, 60, 70, 80 years, going up the whole distance of life with her.
Somebody asked the question, and I'm curious about that. They said, well, why do we always assume, again, we assume that black women don't cheat. We make a lot of assumptions about women. You say men aren't willing to put in the work, but maybe women apparently don't want it because men only do what women force us to do, to be perfectly honest, in every race.
I do agree with that. That's something I do agree with. A lot of black women are kind of on the fly and kind of not holding on to their own ground set rules. They're changing the rules as they go, and we have to abide by them. But that's the thing about us as men. It's like almost like a job. If you have a certain job, a certain career direction, if the technology changes or if there's new rules to your job, you have to adjust with it, also correct. So if your woman changes, you need to change with her. If she decides to, change her career path, want to go to school, look at things differently, maybe even leave the state, go to a different state on you. If she decides to go to maybe her home, maybe she met her in a new town which she was unfamiliar with and she just gravitated to you, so you got to know just her. She didn't have anybody else to get to know. She was only could be with just you. And she decided to move back to her hometown. Are you willing enough to go back to her hometown with her and get to know her people and you be the odd man out? A lot of us men, we don't want to continuously make our changes. We're scared of that.
Let me give you another example of something that throws me off. Mm-hmm. There's this woman in one of these groups. Her name is Yellow Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's a spiritual, something about my life, a poetic writer. She spelled writer wrong. But that's what she is, a poetic writer. Her name is Yellow Thunder.
Okay.
She looks like she's at least in her late 40s, early 50s. Light-skinned woman, okay. Looked like she used to be pretty back in the day. But now her stomach is bigger than her breast. She got a picture in this group that I'm in called sexypeople.com.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath, she put up her picture of her doing, the, as I said, the typical black picture of turning my head to the side, showing you my ass.
Yes.
Underneath her name, she put smash or pass. She's gotten 7 thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath, somebody named Tone Spade said, "What? I guess everybody blind. I see you sexy. Smash. Go ahead and send me a friend request." Jason Getz said, "Smash." Dennis Daly said, "Smash." Anthony M. Green said, "Smash." Ray Harley says, "Like you really have to ask with all that ass. Smash, smash, smash." Larry Mosley put, "Smash." This is how we talk back and forth to black people talk. A black woman will put a photo of her ass in her bathroom at the age of late 40 asking niggas she don't know would they smash it or pass it.
Man,
do you
I'm
see
not
how ridiculous this fucking sounds?
Well, you have a lot of women who have failed relationships in the beginning, so they're searching for the attention from a man, any man that can recognize any worth from her, even if it's not, if it's great worth, then a lot of us will accept her and pursue her. And even if it's less worth, we won't actually do the things to keep her, but we will take that moment to smash. You know, we will come through on a weekend basis and enjoy ourselves, but we won't make it a long-term effect, which we a lot of us, that's how we degrade our black women. But some black women only want that. They only want the short-term relationship, the 30-day relationship or the 90-day relationship. They don't want the long haul because they know they're not in it to win it themselves with the man. They don't have the trust into a man to give them themselves to that man on a consistent basis because they're not reliable enough. They're jumping around. But there are some women who I have to say, when they make up their mind on what they want, they are there. They are consistently there, and they don't change. We have to go out here and look for these women on a more basis, and we have to teach them that we are men who understand how to respect them, and we do not disrespect them. Now, if they choose not to be coherent of what we bring to the table, then we do have to lay down different rules and express ourselves in a way that will sometimes offend them, because we are men and we do have our responsibilities to ourselves so we can stand on our own. So we don't have to always reach our hand out for them. We can also have our own ability.
We need to be men and stand up and say things. I mean, at the end of the day, we raising these women. And apparently men have been taught to the point of where we don't care about whether we take care of you or your fucking children, because our whole lives is being predicated on being players. So that's why it doesn't bother us. The only times you see a man where it bothers him is when he gets to the point where he does say, "I want to be settled with a woman." And as you see, like it goes back to the old Poison song, "You never trust a big button to smile." Black men have never tried to settle down with women who were big asses and big titties that like to show it to everybody. We've never wanted to settle down with them chicks. If you notice, even the men who, once they get married, it is never that chick. No one wants to walk around and be faithful or try to marry or wife that chick. So it's confusing to me that black women would even keep doing this and running around telling people how they got more ass than white women. Yeah, but you ain't married like white women, so apparently people don't marry people with ass. Because if that's the case, everybody with a big ass would be married. But I want to ask you this. We're talking about what's been going on the internet and internet horror stories. What has been something that's happened to you, either you perpetrated or you had it perpetrated on you, about an internet story that you would like to talk about and discuss that either you found funny or that you was like, man, it was some bullshit, like the woman's story earlier?
I had a story that's pretty much I was dating this one woman, and we had got to know each other, you know, mighty well. But the only problem was because we got to know that each other on the internet, you know, a lot of people was involved in our business. So as we got closer into knowing one another, we had to totally, I had to move this lady into a whole new location because we couldn't live in that area at that time because it was just so much drama based on our relationship coming from the internet, because at that time the internet was new. It hadn't no one was like, oh, you met this person on the internet. How could you meet, talk to someone off the internet and not, you know them face-to-face, or your families know each other, or all these, it was just constant drama. Nobody wants to believe in our relationship. So we had to move to a totally new area, you know, that was, you know, where no one really
knew
us.
How did people find out that's how y'all met?
Because in the beginning, it was a thing of, you know how you, when you're on the internet and you have these chat rooms, so everybody, we friends knew each other, and, you know, everybody was just trying to hook up sexually. Everybody wanted to connect with one another, and everybody wanted to,
What are you talking about in the beginning? That's what it is now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. So I had to totally relocate myself and put myself in a whole different era. I had to go reestablish myself. I had to open up a restaurant in a whole new town, started a whole new business, and move her to where I was at in order for our business to stay, you know, secluded, get everybody out of our business. I had to start my life all the way over. You know, I had to add in, you know, new acquaintances. I had to meet people who I knew very little about. You know, I had to take a lot of chances. I had a lot of friends who I was very close to that, you know, we was into good business together. We did a lot of clubbing, a lot of promoting. It was very lucrative in the beginning. We were very popular. We had, you know, but the fact was too many people was involved in our relationship in the beginning who saw the grassroots of the relationship. So I just wanted to provide her a new beginning, but it was sad I had to leave that many people behind in order to establish something new in a whole new location.
I feel you. Okay, so what was the thing? What happened? What ended up happening with that relationship?
Oh,
what did you find out that you didn't know?
Well, as the relationship went on, it became stronger because, like I said, by me having to, I let her stay wherever she was at for the longest. I said, you stay here, you deal with your people, you deal with your friends, you deal with everyone on that side of the fence. And I will start getting myself reestablished in a new location. So when you come to where I'm at, everything is fine. You know, everything will be well known. You'll be able to go as you please, anywhere you want to in the town. So she was able to come to where I was at, and everything was fine from that moment on. It's just that she had a hard time, I think, trying to get used to that location, leaving those people behind, because they did have a strong hold on her. You know, they were they loved her around because she was very business oriented. She was able to establish rapport between different people. She could organize meetings. She was so detail oriented that she didn't want to leave those people, and they didn't want her to leave because they loved her direction. But I was trying.
So is that what ended up causing your relationship to fail?
Actually, it didn't actually fail. Actually, what happened was she came to where I was at, and, you know, it allowed for me to be just totally the man and become totally independent, and she became dependent on me. She had her own stuff, so she could go back to her own place at any time. She could go wherever she needed, go talk to her friends.
So what's the horror story? You supposed to be telling me a horror story.
I can't have a horror story, man. Only I get trying to think of a horror story. I have.
You gonna say I don't have one then? You done wasted my time. You done had me up here. Listen, I'm waiting on the part where you were gonna say, and she stabbed me. I'm waiting on the part where you were gonna tell me, and this bitch just nutted up and stole all my money. You talking about, man? This girl is great.
Dude,
she the best thing ever happened to me. I ain't mad at the story. It's good that we hear something like this. But at least prepare me to tell me it ain't a bad story.
Oh, man, I'm trying not to make too much stuff bad nowadays. We have enough bad things going on.
No, you're right. That's why I said, if you'd have told me I don't have a bad one, but I got a good one,
yeah,
I would have said cool, because then I've been prepared to receive something sweet. I'm still sitting here not even being able to listen to you because I'm thinking,
hey, you don't
want to
receive
the bad part.
Sweet, man. Hey, don't get nothing sweet, man. You end up like Slim Duncan up there in Atlanta, bro.
Hey, you down here. I'll let you comment on that before I go to the next caller. Isn't that
okay.
Some sad shit that this dude got shot literally over an argument over some candy?
Man, in that environment in which they try to live and which they do live in a day in, day out basis, man, them guys get hot over anything. You know, these guys get mad over things that are elementary, you know, high school.
Because we having to perpetrate that BS.
Yeah, it's the fact is that if you're a rapper, to me, you shouldn't be arguing over things that young. You should be so far removed. You should be in things that are so intellectual, that are so detailed. You should be a poet to whether that even an argument with another man, you should be able to express yourself so eloquently that the argument shouldn't even take place. You shouldn't even have to resort to a gun or violence over something, over a 5-cent piece of candy, over 5 cents. Come on.
And you don't pull out a gun over this. But black men have too much, we have too much pride because our women told us that all we have is our fucking pride. Literally, a black man, you remember the dude who played for the Denver Broncos, Darren Williams, cornerback?
Yes, I believe so. I heard him, yeah.
He got shot all because he said something to a brother in the club, and that brother felt like he ain't gonna try to punk me in my town.
Man, it's a consistent problem we have with just violence in our community about, you know, if someone comes in town. I had a problem. This was an issue I always had. I would go constantly. I would go visit different towns, small cities, big cities. It didn't matter. And, you know, I would show up, and I go somewhere. I go to the club, and I'm going to have a good time. And if you're having a good time and you're drawing the life of the party towards you, females normally tend to gather toward you or decide to see you or decide to speak to you. They decide to, you know, be interested in you. But yet being a new person to a town, men don't take too kindly to that. And a lot of brothers, you know, the first thing they want to do is, you know, get the gun and, you know, want to start popping off and getting violent, shooting. And so I got to a point where whenever I would go out to town, I would have to take an entourage of people with me. You know, I'll have to make sure that it was enough people with me that if a female decided to approach me, that she had to go through those men first in order to just to speak to me.
Yeah, so because you don't even know men. If you're being set up. The Jacksonville Jaguar, the defensive tackle, who ended up trying to go out on a date with a chick, gets to her apartment, and he was gunned down. You remember he paralyzed from the waist down?
From the waist down?
Yeah, paralyzed in the parking lot. Jacksonville Jaguar, defensive tackle, 22-year-old dude.
Man. That's crazy, man.
He met the girls at the club. They said, we want to go back to the apartment. Said they were going to go up in the apartment for a little while and come back down. They were going to change.
Uh-huh.
They went up in their apartment. Okay. This dude got shot sitting in the front seat.
Man, see, that's the stuff that we just got to stop dealing with, man, because a lot of brothers, they don't understand that these women I hate to say it, they're so scandalous that they don't even take the time to realize that they're being stalked, that, you know, it's certain men who, you know, once they have you once, they like you always, man. You can never be with another man. And you out here, you luring another man into your secret area, to your love place. And this man up here got to fight for his life day in and day out. You know, he in a war over just trying to get to know a young lady. To me, it's uncalled for. We have to really change this in our society.
It's uncalled for. It's a headache. It's horrible. It's a damn shame. And I want you to do me a favor. I want to talk to you about that a little bit more in the after show, Black, because that's something we definitely need to talk to about these black men, how we're just living this life, one that most of us have never really lived. We get to a certain point and feel like we have to live that life, and it's honestly getting fucking disgusting to hear all of these men have to be killed or all of this nuttiness over some stupid shit. A piece of gum? You a grown-ass man. Again, the number is 347-989-8310. Call in. If you get on the line, press 1. If Miss Mo answers the line and you do not let her know who you are, then I can't let you on. I can't. This is how this works. You tell us who you are, we let you on. It seems like a simple process. I thought it'd be pretty simple. Apparently, I was wrong. But I thought the process would be fairly simple. But again, maybe I was wrong. The number is 347-989-8310. Press 1 and let us know you want to talk. We're talking about what has gone on in your internet life. And we've been talking about some of everything. Let me go to Pam. Then I'm going to jump to Tobias after that. Pam, what's going on, baby?
Hey, Tommy. Hey. Just getting back in from rehearsal.
Oh, what were you rehearsing?
A play. I'm gonna have a part in the play. It's called The Girl with the Withered Hand. Our first showing is gonna be tomorrow.
Was that The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo Part 2?
No, the girl with the withered hand.
I was saying that might have been part two with her hand that got withered. She got the tattoo removed now, hand fucked up. Now, what is it about?
A young lady was in a car accident, and basically she was healed by God in the hospital, not the doctors. And okay. I'm playing her mother. I don't know how that happened. I just went to help out with some props, and next thing I know, I had a script. I don't know what happened.
And nothing wrong with that, girl. There's nothing wrong with that. Has acting ever been something that was a dream for you?
Being wealthy and famous has, but as far as acting, no. My children, though, they're very good. With the acting, they do improv real well. But I can push myself to do anything I want to do. So I just had to practice and keep practicing and taking constructive criticism from my family as well as the members of the play. And I'm quite proud of, because I wasn't good at first,
Well, I tell people all the time, a man without direction is a Scud missile. Good missile go off all the time. That son of a bitch, more often than not, will miss his target. And I hear a lot of black people say that. They say, I want to be rich and famous. And you'd be like, doing what?
I
don't know,
wealthy.
But I just want to be rich and famous.
No, I want to be wealthy and famous, and it has
Well, what were you
to
doing?
Do
what did you, when I asked you what did you want to be, you said, I didn't know. I just knew I wanted that.
That's not what I said. You said, had I ever wanted to be an actor? And I said, no. I've always wanted to be famous and wealthy.
So what was the way you wanted to be famous and wealthy? What was your
stock market? I'm investing a little bit now. Yeah.
If you could help us, what are some stocks that you think we should invest in?
We can't talk about that right now. I don't know.
Why we can't?
No, we talk about it later. I see how it work out, then I tell you. I don't mind sharing, but not right now. Because I don't want anybody to blame me if they lose their money, and then I have people harassing me on Facebook again.
If that's the case, then we couldn't even talk about what we're about to talk about, because somebody might hear what you say and then harass you by that logic.
No, I've been harassed already messing with you.
I want to ask you then. We were talking about earlier. I don't know if you got a chance to read my article about Mr. Robin Thicke. I'm going to really be upset if I keep asking people if they read my article, and I keep getting no.
Yeah, I read it, and it was also on Google, and it was also on site that connects to Twitter a lot.
Discus?
Oh shucks, I can't think. It was on TMZ, their website. It was on a lot of websites.
Mm-hmm.
It's been coming through all day.
What did you think about it?
Well, he was honestly telling the truth, but again, he's not married to a white woman himself, so I don't know if that means
A black woman.
That woman that he's married to is not white, is she?
No, she's not black. I thought you were saying she's not black because he was talking about being with a black woman.
Yeah, but he's also, what I got from it, he also was telling black men that they need to love their black women more.
No, apparently you
maybe
didn't
read. I read
See, y'all
too
need
much
to quit
into
not
it.
Reading these articles. He didn't say nothing about
maybe
that.
Maybe I read too much into what he was saying.
No, what he said was black women, they need to start loving their black men more. How you missed that up?
I don't know. Sorry. I'm going to go back again because that's not what I got from that. Okay.
No, he even specifically said, I don't know why people would say there's no good black men out there when he said, mm-hmm. I don't even hang around white men and I got 30 black friends and they all good men. He ended it with saying, so if you're not finding a good black man, maybe it's because you're not giving love. You have to give love to get love is what he said. Y'all got to know this is really sad that I've dealt with, I literally all day on the phone and on the show, I've dealt with saying to black women, did you read it? They say, yep. And then you'll be like, well, how did you miss that part when he said, fuck them hoes? How did you miss that part? How did you miss the part when he said, I kill the next black woman I see? How did you miss it? I'm not being funny, Pam, but seriously, this is the problem with the black race. And I'll say it's the black woman. She does not believe in being informed. She doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
She believes in acting completely off of emotion, and you got to find out that she was telling a lie.
Okay.
When you talk about, like, how the woman said that black men lie a lot, I said, I think black women lie way more than black men, because literally just something as simple as somebody saying, did you read this? And they say,
mm-hmm.
well, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is some things that you got to say. I understand if the comprehension is different. I get that. We can read
mm-hmm.
the Bible. Both of us can read the Bible and get different shit from it. I get that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if somebody says, you know, Jesus said this, and you say, no, he didn't, then I'll be like, mm-hmm. you didn't read it.
Okay.
So,
okay,
I mean,
well,
there's nothing wrong with it,
but
what he was doing was pointing out that
mm-hmm.
at a certain point, black women got to look at it and say, hold on, player. If I'm getting bad men and other people know good men,
mm-hmm.
they got to be a re- – because, again, there are some good black men out there. Y'all see them all the time. Y'all see somebody married to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say –
I've never disputed
exist,
that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so you have to say if they exist, why am I not getting one?
Well, me personally, I'm not even, as I said before, I'm not even dating right now, and I haven't been dating for a very long time. And that's a personal decision that I've made because of the bad choices that I have made in the past. So, but I've never said that there's no good men out there. It would be foolish of me to believe that. I will not say every black man ain't shit. I'm not going to say that because the man that hopefully that I am going to be with, he is going to be black. So I'm not going to shoot myself in the leg and say there's no good black men out there because, again, I don't want to be a nun. I've never said that at all. I don't believe it. It isn't true. We just have to put ourselves in different situations so we can draw a different type of person to us. You're going to get knuckleheads stepping to you, and it's the same thing with men. You're going to get skeezers stepping to you or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just about you making a choice, saying, okay, what type of relationship is this going to be, and accepting it for whatever it is. If it's just a jump-off, then it's a jump-off. Don't try to treat it more than what it is.
But if you notice, black men typically understand that if something's going wrong, it's because it's a decision I'm making. That's
mm-hmm.
why they'll say, I'm going to stop dating fat chicks, skinny chicks, tall chicks, chicks
mm-hmm.
with kids. They say it's things I've done that I have to change.
Yes.
But you hear women saying these men typically have to change. Now, I want to ask you, because we've all done some internet dating or some internet screwing.
Mm-hmm.
We all have.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a horror story or a funny story. It doesn't even have to be a really bad one. It could be a funny one.
I guess it was It was the end of last year, and I'm going to use you because that's the last time. And someone made a
don't
comment.
Don't you tell them about that time I asked you for some and you said no, or that time I sent you a picture of my penis. Don't you do that.
I ain't going to tell them about that.
All right, go ahead.
We had been on the show, and it was, oh, God. I'm on the phone. Don't come here. It was a very heated discussion.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot of people on the line that day. It was a lot of folks.
It was like an after show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an after show, and everybody was upset. And then afterwards, we was on the web page, right? And we were still conversating back and forth there. And I agreed with part of your statement. Next thing I know, people are sending me friends requests, right? I don't know these people. And I accept, like, two of them, and the next thing I know, this chick is posting all type of crazy stuff on my page. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to figure out who is this, but then, it dawned on me, go back to his page and see, and it was her. This, I mean, she's saying all type of crazy, I don't even know you. All I did was voice my opinion. And you
So wait a minute, she added you to say what to you? Because, you know, I don't sanction that.
Oh no, she called me a sellout. She said I must be sucking your thing, and I must be doing this, and I must be doing that. Cause for you
oh,
to agree
because
with that,
you had agreed with me.
I didn't even agree with everything you said. I agreed partially with what you said, and I said the part that I agreed with. And
don't you know that's the ploy of a black woman though? That if you disagree with them, they're gonna call you out. Like if I disagree with a black woman, what's the first thing they call me? Gay. If
yeah,
you disagree, what's the first? Every time a woman disagrees with them and agrees with me, what's the first thing they say? Get off his nuts.
Right, and it was very rude of her. I'm a grown woman. You don't come on my page. And then she had a strange little name anyway. It wasn't, you know, she was old. And see, the thing, I don't... No, I don't mind the younger people, okay, because I had my time, you know, calling myself something other than what I was named. But I'm a grown woman. I don't understand why you need to be Delicious Drop and all this other stuff, and you like a
exactly.
thousand years old. I'm not saying that you ain't a Delicious Drop. I'm just saying, whatever your name is, we grown, and you need to call yourself. But still, I agree with, and I stated what I agreed with. And then I said I disagree with this, that, and the other. But I was just basically talking about what I agreed with, and I did share that I didn't agree with another statement you had. Well, it was the same statement, but just another part of it. And but this woman posted stuff on my wall. People like, who is that? Who is that? Oh, and then
baby,
I see,
just
I
so you
know,
before it goes any farther, just so you know, I don't at all agree with nobody doing ridiculousness like that, and I would never send. If I got a problem with you, I don't want other people to have a problem with you because I got a problem with you. I hate that. I hate that gang mentality. I think it's one of the most disgusting things that anybody can do, that if I fall out with you and decide
right.
to get somebody else, and definitely like you just said, don't get mad at something you done said on a show, then go find you, then take time out to add you just so they can say something to you and about you on your page. Reminds me again of what I was telling the woman earlier. When will we get to the point where we too fucking old to do certain activities?
That's like playing on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it felt like. And see, I didn't even know that it had took place because, you know, after I finished on the page, I went on to do what I needed to do, and someone called me up and was like, what's that? Who is that on your page? What's she talking about? Who you screwing named Tommy in Atlanta? And how you, when you been to Atlanta and all that? I'm like, what you talking about? I'm like, girl, stop playing with me. So I waited a little while. Not go on there. This helper is going ham turkey sandwich on me. Ham turkey. And my kids is my friend, is my Facebook friends. They like, who is that? Who's she talking about, Mama? Who?
That's what I told people. Who? Hey, I told people who do that on my page. I said, look here, play boy or play girl. My mama is on my page. You ain't going to come on here and just say anything on my wall.
Yeah, just this woman, and it was a few of them, but I had accepted two. And then I stopped, you know, so they were just, it was a plan. We about to friend her and nut up on her page. That's exactly what they plan to do. But I was a little upset. I started to convert back to my old self, but I said,
I say you almost lost your religion.
It was right there. I could taste it, you know, but I couldn't believe that you're going to friend me. First of all, I don't know you, but you're going to friend me. Okay, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, how people have mutual friends. Maybe they seen a post or something, they liked it. Okay. But no, she only did that so she can cuss me out and say that I'm doing this and that with you. And she said something about, what's her name? The girl that used to call into the show. And she got the baby by the pro basketball or football player.
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember half them chicks' names. You know, the funny thing about my show is they love me for about 2-3 months, and then they go away.
I don't remember her name, but she said something about her.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while back, but I know she said something about her. So that girl was calling she was, like, hosting with you for a while. And
oh,
she said
you're talking
about
my old co-host. Okay, I get it, yeah.
And she said something about her, and you know, I had to type up a damn disclaimer. I'm like I told her, I'm like, I don't even know her either. I was just agreeing, and I have a right to have my own opinion. I don't have to agree with you, and I didn't call her any names. And she was just, you know, saying whatever on the web. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm about to delete her. I'm going to block her, too. And I'm going to, well, I had my kids delete her and block her because I didn't know how yet. You know, I had just got on Facebook and I wasn't.
You're a Facebook neophyte.
It was her, and I was embarrassed. You know how long that post was on my page for about 30 minutes. And she just going, she'll say one thing, then she'll come back and comment on what she said. Like, oh my God.
They be killing
God.
Me doing that. Just like I said, a lot of these motherfuckers. And then I put up the post the other day. I said, most of the shit, the drama and everything that's caused on Facebook, verbally, but warfare and all that stuff, let's be honest, it's black women that's doing it. Y'all might not like what I'm saying, but literally be honest. Even the young lady, and I want her to talk about this when we get into the after show, Clarissa's on it. At least she's being honest. She was honest. She said she's been trying to think about, you know, maybe going and saying stuff on his Facebook page or putting his name out there. Most of the time when you see people doing this stuff, my brother had a chick literally go on his Facebook page wall. I had to talk her off his page. She done stole his ID, got on his page, talking about some how he got STDs, telling people that he's gay.
Isn't that against the law?
And posted as him.
Isn't that against the law, though?
No, it is.
Isn't
but, you know, black folks, we don't even know nothing about the law until they deal with us personally.
But now, I'm going to make this real brief. There was a young man that he and I was communicating. I actually know his family, and there had been no sex or anything. We had went out like once, and that was it. But one day I had his Facebook page up, and my daughter said, my one that's 20 now, she said, "Ma, this is the man I was telling you about when I was dropping my younger child off at school." And I'm like, "Are you sure? Look through that." And she said, "This is him." And then she started running down to me again what he had said to her. "Well, my sister graduated from your school. I got a brother who rapped this, that, and the other." So I called his sister up like, "Hey, what's your brother's name? What's your brother's rap name?" And she told me the exact same thing my daughter told me. Now, I'm telling you, it took a lot for me not to clown him on his Facebook page. But it did. And I hadn't deleted him yet because I was, like, monitoring what he was doing. And I had to stop myself because I just got angrier and angrier. So I had to delete him, because if I had not deleted him, he would have said something one day, and I'd been like, "Oh, hell no, nah, nigga, this, that, and the other." And see, that's, even though he shouldn't have done what he did, but it would have still been out of order for me to go on his Facebook page, because he didn't, you know, he didn't child molest my daughter. He tried to step to her, but, you know, it's still, I wouldn't have been able to handle it well doing that.
No, you're right. And I'll say this. We all know what it's like. And that's why it's funny when I say it, people look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, men don't care that them girls are 15. They look at their shape and they try them. I'm just the only fool honest enough to say it.
And
these young girls are sleeping with old
girl
men.
Too.
No, I'm saying most of these young girls online are sleeping with older men. It's just some of them get caught. Most of them don't. Because if most people got caught doing it, people wouldn't do it.
It's often, and I understand that, because I've been 16, 17, 18, and older men stepped to me. But I was upset with him because my daughter looks just like me, and he knew that. He didn't know when he was doing it that was my daughter, but later down the line, you know, a light bulb went off in his head like, "Oh, snap, that little girl that I was trying to push up on, that's her daughter, her little sister or something, because we look just alike."
Well, it still doesn't stop me. I'm just telling you, it don't stop me. The only thing stopped me is me. It's just like cheating. The only thing stopped me is me. The only thing stopped people from killing is them.
Right.
I remember my mama said, if I can figure out a way to kill some people and get away with it, I'd do it.
Well, I mean, that's real talk, because most of us would. If I didn't think that there were going to be any earthly repercussions, because what the Bible teaches me, I can do what I want as long as I can say, "Forgive me, Lord, and mean it." I'm saying that's what it say. You read that, right? Okay. Now, if I could get away with it without any earthly consequences, there would be a list, okay?
Exactly.
A long list, like Santa's list. You know, that list that just rolls out on the floor? Yeah. But since I can't, and I'm figuring I'll get caught anyway, I can't even steal cable without getting caught. That bootleg movies never work for me, so I just can't get away with nothing. So I ain't going to do it. I'm not even going to try.
And you're right. And like I said, that's how my mama looked at it. And I said, and I think that's where I get it from. When people always ask, "Why are you so honest?" I said, I get it from my mom. My mama says, "I don't really care what you think. I know it's on my mind. I'm going to say what's on my mind. You might not like it, but you will respect me for the fact that I told you what was on my mind instead of doing like most people." And most people do just sit and lie to you. Most people don't tell you what's on their mind. And that's why you end up with just a whole bunch of mess. That's why you end up saying, "I got used." And like you said on this Facebook, sometimes you say to yourself, "Man, if I could get away with going to fuck this person up, they keep messing with me." You keep messing with me.
Yeah, and I didn't. And then you have, then I have other people who I may know casually, you know, I may have went to school with them or whatever, but what I do know about them, you know, I don't even socialize with them outside of nowhere, you know. So, okay, you send me a friend's request. Okay, but when you start bugging me, I'm going to have to leave me alone. I don't even, when I see you, when I might run into you at the mall, it's hi, bye, how your kids doing, how your mom, all right, then, and I'm gone. We don't hang out. We don't do any of that, so don't harass me on Facebook. Don't do that.
Yep.
Don't do it. Just leave me alone. I don't deal with you, so I'm not going to really. And then I decided, I said, well, you know what, Pam? You don't have to be stressing. You don't have to friend them. And I got people mad at me.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's the same thing.
My friends would why? I'm like, because it's my page and I don't have to. What are you saying?
Same thing with me. Like, right now, here's what I got people doing. People I don't know, they'll make these pages and they'll come on there, and it'll be the chick trying to show that I'm trying to screw her. So she'll put up some real nice pictures and then send me her phone number and be like, why don't you call me, because I don't be on Facebook that much. And I'd be like, It's a whole lot of people I don't know telling me to immediately call them. Now, I understand why women get that, because women got a nice picture of their butt. Why did I get that? Why did somebody tell me, don't know me for no reason? Just hit my number. Now, I know they think I got a little bit of money. I tell them up front, no, I don't. So it can't be that.
But it's a setup. It's a setup. Just like the one woman you had was called in one time, and the one that was saying that, you know, black people are just, we just got to get what we got coming, reparations and this, that, and the other. Then she couldn't explain what she wanted to do with the money besides pay her bills. You know, that's a given. Any money you have, you're going to pay bills with it. But I think that she just called in just to try to put some salt in the game, because she couldn't explain. And I wasn't, you know, when we kept
asking.
Well,
I do want to say this, though, Pam. I think there's just some people just dumbasses. Seriously, I think there's a lot of dumbasses in the world. I think she believed, honestly, what she was saying. I think she believed that if we got some money, the black people would be better off. There's a lot of people I talk to who honestly believe that if we got some free money, we'd be better off.
But why she couldn't explain it then?
Well, she couldn't explain what she wanted to do with it. It's the same thing when I call a lot of people and I explain them why. I mean, even at least you back down. But you remember when I explained to you how did you miss that from that thing? You was like, you know what, right, I probably didn't read it all.
Right. I mean, because
if I hadn't checked you on that, we would have kept talking, right?
Yeah, because I thought that I –
It's human nature. I'm not going to lie, because I remember when I said this woman sent this picture, and the nigga sent me a message and was like, that ain't no damn woman on Facebook. That woman is the woman from the TV show. I was like, oh.
Okay.
No, my bad, nigga. Why you got to check me?
But it's okay. I don't mind it, as long as it's done, you know, with the right, you know, correctly. I don't mind criticism. I don't mind being told that, okay, you messing up, you need to check yourself, this is how it is, this, that, and the other. I don't mind any of that.
Right.
I got tough skin because I can take it because I pulled it out.
And we should all have tough skin when it comes to the truth. Seriously, we should all. I'm glad you said that, because, again, even the fact that, you know, you came back after all this shit, I'm like, I treat everybody the same. If you heard me talk to my baby mama or my actual mama, you'll say, he ain't. It's just how he talks. Or if you heard my mama talk to me, you'll say, well, that's just how she talks. I don't mean to be rude, but I do like to try and pull the truth out as much as I can with everybody, like with that woman from the last show. I just wanted her to say, ma'am, do you hear how stupid what you're saying sounds?
She wouldn't. And I got really frustrated with her. I had to take a Tylenol. I just wanted her to tell me, how, without a different mindset, was that going to improve the black race? How? You just going to, Ray and them going to buy some more dope. Like, we need some more dope on the streets.
Yep.
You're going to have people going getting a necklace they saw one of the rappers wear. You know, it's just going to, the only thing that's going to improve is how much money they're making in the jewelry store, how much dope is being bought. How is that going to improve the quality of life for black people? Just because you can buy a rope chain, but in 2 months you're going to be broke and you still not going to be able to pay your DTE bill. How is that going to, for 2 months though, you were styling and profiling?
But haven't you seen how many people literally have this issue, meaning those lottery winners? They all go broke.
I don't. You know what? Again, it's a mindset. I am 1,000% sure.
I just gotta say this. I put in the if you are saying you are smash or pass or whatever, and you over 25, you need to cut that out.
What does smash mean? Like hit it or something?
Yeah, like I hit it. You know, every sexual connotation with black people is sound like a fight.
Yeah, because that's not sexy though. I mean,
no, we the only people that say that. I beat that pussy up. I beat it up. I beat it down. I knocked it out. We talk about sex, and that's why, again, if you can talk to a woman like that and she be okay with it, that's why these women aren't women. That's why nobody – what white man is going to want to come behind a woman who sit up there and say, I want a nigga to beat it up? The women are saying that.
But I don't want to beat it up because I need to use that for some other stuff. I need to be able to – I don't want that and smash or pass. You said this woman was in her 50s. I mean, why is she even talking like that?
Exactly, and that's my thing is, if you want to say that to your husband, that you want him to beat it up, your boyfriend, you say that at home, fine.
Yeah, not on the internet.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Say whatever you want to when you at home with me. Say whatever you want, but you're not going to say that online. I think I'd break up with a chick if she said, I'm about to get offline so my man could beat it up.
Don't not only not say it on the web, don't be at the club talking like that. That is personal and private between you and that other person. I don't need to hear about that. I don't know why women cannot just act like
I don't even
ladies.
Know if y'all listened to it, but the way that that man talked about his wife on in that article, I want you to go back and read it. Go to yourworldmyviews.com and read it. Even he talked about his woman like she was a sex piece instead of just one. You know, I like it when I come in, and I put it down. This is a white boy now, but this is how he wrote it. I like it when I come in the room and put it down and make her have, 9, 10, 11, 12 orgasms. I'm like, really? Who else talk about their wife like that? What white man talk about his white wife like that in a magazine?
First of all, a real man does not want any other man knowing any personal details about his wife. A real woman does not want any other women knowing any personal details about her husband. He don't even want to use the word orgasm talking about his woman to anybody
Thank
else.
Thank you.
They
didn't ask him about that. He just felt the need to, I guess, brag about how many times he can make this black woman, quote unquote, have orgasms.
How long have you been married to her?
18 years. So he talking like they just got married last week?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. How long they been married? I thought maybe he just hooked up with her yesterday or something.
That's what I'm saying. You just married her yesterday. Then you want to throw this shit out there thinking that that's going to turn men off and when in essence it's going to bring them back towards him. But why would you tell any man that you can make your girl come 18, 19 times? All you going to do is make a black man say, well, if this white boy can do it, let me try.
Yeah, but why are you having those type of personal discussions with people about your marriage, your relationship? Anyway, it's nobody's business. We need to get back into keeping personal stuff personal. Again,
yep.
just like I tell people with these naked people on the internet, that ain't cute. Yeah, you just mad because you got some stretch marks because you done had some kids. No. Darling, that's not it. You naked. You're not leaving nothing for the imagination. Nothing. I'm not jealous of you. I've already been 20. I had my shot at it already.
Yep.
But I'm still beautiful. I'm going to get more respect than you anyway because you naked.
Yeah, and I got to tell black women all the time. That's why I said it's hard for me when that girl tried to go off and say that one woman who had a nice ass was out of line for having her ass on there, yet that woman was twice her damn age and had the same picture and then got mad when I called her out on it and, of course, left my fan page. I was like, ma'am, why would I not call you out if you trying to make this young woman – yeah, you trying to talk bad about this young woman. I looked through your picture and said, well, how can you talk about her when you got the same picture? And your response is, well, my kids is in college. That's worse.
That has nothing to do. What about the woman that don't have any children? What does that have to do with you advertising all your belongings
or
whatever.
Yeah, my thing is, I'd rather be the child that's 3 years old and my mama's showing her ass and it actually looked good. So even if I do get old, they say, look how fine your mama was.
Right, so you can forget.
Then I'm 19 years old and niggas is just unfriending me because my nasty-ass mama showing her cellulite-ridden varicose vein ass.
But why? But see, I don't understand, too, okay. When I was a child, I did childish things, okay? Now, why am I going to take a picture? I'm 41, okay? And the day for me taking it, I have a nice behind, I look at it. But why am I taking a picture, tooting my behind up, looking over my shoulder? Why am
I don't know.
That?
At a certain point in time, shit just got. Because I like showing my penis, but I ain't just going to put it on the web
just
and then my daughter got to go to school. That's your daddy's penis.
Yeah, why would you? Because I care about how people perceive me. I do not want anybody. Even though guys, it used to be a time when a certain guy wouldn't step to a certain woman. Now they all taking shots. It don't even matter. Everything is a mess, you know. It don't matter. Ray Ray would try to step to Michelle Obama. He don't care. Because somebody done convinced this fool that it's okay.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't even think it's that. I think black men have realized that any black woman can be fucked. When you see the club promoter was fucking Vivica Fox, there's a problem.
Yeah, but I say that's how, when I say the convincing, it's we as black women have tolerated and put up with way more nonsense than we should have. And I'm not blaming. I'm not bashing the black woman or the black man. All I'm saying is,
we just pointed out.
We got to do better. I know that I set the pace now. I know that. I didn't know that when I was younger. I didn't know that. I set the pace. I decide how I'm going to be treated. I decide how someone's going to perceive me. Simply with just some simple things, how I'm dressed, what's the words coming out of my mouth, and who I'm hanging around. I can't be with the town slut because they're going to think I'm a slut too.
Now, you're exactly right. And Pam, do me a favor. I want you to hold all that for when we get to the after show. We're up against it. We got to go to a break. And what I want to do is I want to announce, before we go to the break, another winner of the big TV, 50 inches. And y'all ladies like a lot of inches, so 50 inches is a lot. Her name is Andrea J. Music. Andrea J. Music is her Twitter name, Andrea J. Music. Andrea J. Music, if you are listening, all you have to do is email us here at tj@yourworldmyviews.com. Email us your address, and you can get, and they did confirm, that you will get the delivery on Saturday. So that's all they need. You'll get it on Saturday, and you'll have it for Christmas. And for the people who want the Saturday, they won't get theirs until next Tuesday. So that's the last. Those will be the last day on this Saturday. Again, her name is Andrea J. Music. Andrea J. Music. Andrea J. Music. Andrea, email us. Get your TV. You know what this is. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.
Money, use it when you need it.
Most regular soda brand.
Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at sunnyd.com.
It's new! It's nice and easy color blend foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights now in a delightful foam. Just reshape, foam it, love it. It's fantastic. New, nice and easy color blend foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for everyone.
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. If you have painful, swollen joints, I've been in your shoes. One day I'm on top of the world. The next I'm saying,
I have this thing called psoriatic arthritis. I had some intense pain. It progressively got worse.
My rheumatologist told me about Enbrel. I'm surprised how quickly my symptoms have been managed.
Because Enbrel suppresses your immune system, it may lower your ability to fight infections. Serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, and nervous system and blood disorders have occurred. Before starting Enbrel, your doctor should test you for tuberculosis and discuss whether you've been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Tell your doctor if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if while on Enbrel, you experience persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Get back to the things that matter most.
Good job, girls.
Ask your rheumatologist if Enbrel is right for you.
Don't worry, Lucky. These Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks will save us.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. Y'all know what we're talking about, some craziness. And I was just talking to my girl Pam, and she talks about how somebody basically friended her to jump on her page to cuss her out. Now, I got some man, again, named Grady Morrow, who I don't know at all, from some group called I Grew Up in Chicago or Detroit, something like that. He is going slap off on me because somebody said something about me in their group about listening to the show. And he says, I won't listen to that nigga because he profit off of making fun of black folks. I've had people jump onto my regular page. There was some man who not only after he was going off on me was still listening to the show. He was literally going around putting pictures of feces, human shit, dog shit, all over my fan pages. He was creating fake pages, putting them on my pages. And every time I ban or block one, or the admins would ban or block one, he create another one. This was a grown 49-year-old man with a wife and three kids. And he did this for three straight weeks. There was a group of black women who got mad at me, and I didn't even know why. The girl's name was Erica Wills, W-I-L-L-S. The chick was still on my friends list. I had no idea she was mad at me and went and created a I Hate Tommy fan page. Got another bunch of chicks who didn't like me, who have never met me. I don't know them from nothing. They didn't like what I was posting on my own damn page. Got another chick who was my number one fan, who every time the show was on, she would tell people when the show was off, thank y'all for listening to us like it was her damn show. Got into a discussion with her about a silly-ass disagreement. All I put up was the fact that not every woman would like to have a marriage like the one she was saying that every man needs to learn from. some silly-ass marriage where the man proposed and had that damn flash mob and every damn thing else you can think of out there in front of the world, the bitch had to get married on the spot in front of television cameras, and she talked about how great it was, and all I said was, that's unrealistic. The motherfucker didn't talk to me since. Then people would say, where's so-and-so? And she'd pop up in the group during the show, knowing she didn't want to be there. What did I do? Man, get on out of here with that shit. If you don't want to be here, get out of my group. Get off my page. I don't need that stupid shit from a black woman. If you getting mad because we disagree on something, you's a dumbass. We thick and thin on the internet. We have a disagreement about what we find romantic, and we mad at each other because of this? Really? Who's making this shit up? Who is doing this? I don't understand. But this is the shit we going through. Again, this chick did that to my brother. I was like, this is so out of line. What the hell are you doing? Let me go to my man Justice from the 508. What's up, Justice?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. Life is good, bro. Life is good.
That's all right. Now,
just wanted to weigh
okay,
in on
you got
to
have a story for us. You got any good stories about the internet and your
story,
time on the internet?
I got a story, brother. Oh, man. Black people meet.
Uh-oh, that's my spot.
Nah, man, there's a lot of poses on there, man. But I don't know, maybe you have your share of luck, but I'm on there for a little bit, you know, and I got the sister on there, you know, she got a lot of, you know, a lot of real, you know, I mean, she was looking, I don't know, like real tasty, you know, or like a box of Krispy Kreme or something, man. She was, you know, everything you can expect in a woman, man, you know, I mean, it led to, you know, first it was a little bit of the keyboard tag there. Then we graduated to the phone, you know, and she was real reluctant to meet, you know. So we got off into about 3 weeks of phone conversation, and she was like, you know, I just don't want you to be, you know, let down when I, you know, when we meet. And I'm like, let down by what? I mean, it seems like, you know, the conversation is, you know, exactly where it needs to be, and judging from your folders, I mean, you have nothing in the world to be ashamed of. You're like runway model material. I mean, you could be in Hollywood, you know. I mean, so she says, I just don't want you to be let down, but I'm, okay, I'll agree to meet you. I meet her, and she showed up looking like Andre the Giant in drag. Well,
did you ask her? Okay, because I'm an asshole, and everybody knows this. So I would have asked, why you look nothing like your picture?
Oh, man, you... It almost turned into like a fight, man. I mean, because she grabbed my arm. You know, first she was like, you know, I knew you were gonna behave like that. I said, hey, well, hold up, you're deceiving people on the computer. You know, she says, I know how.
So the picture
react.
Wasn't
always,
her at all.
No, nothing. I'm 5'11". She was about 6'4", well over 300 pounds. I mean, I'm 5'11", about 220. I mean, I play college ball, man. I'm a good sized dude, but. This chick made me look like a kid, man. She was like a big burly, you know. It was disproportionate, like Shrek, man. And she was. I said, come on, man. She grabbed my arm and tried to turn me, man. I said, hey, turn me loose, man. I got nothing to do.
Oh,
you know,
Lord!
I mean,
so when you questioned her, she tried to make you feel bad by how you reacted.
Yeah, try to spin the tables, like, you know, I'm a superficial person. I knew you were gonna be like that. That's why I said. You can't go about, you know, deceiving people like that. But you're lucky you don't run across somebody that's, you know, that
will kill you.
You.
Let's call it what it is.
Away,
somebody that will kill you.
Yeah. Hey, well, your point there about, you know, being able to being capable of getting away with murder. I mean, if you move to Boston, man, there's a 50% chance, man, you could kill somebody and get away with it. They got 105 murders and only 50 of them have been arrested made out of these 105 murders this year. So,
you know what? Let me say this to you, too. Let me say this to you, brother. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. But this is why a lot of black men, when people say, you know, the black man ain't shit and whatnot, I want to point something out to y'all, which y'all probably won't pay attention to, but that's fine. But I just want to point this out to you. If you willing to meet a man by getting him with a picture, which a lot of women are doing. They'll build a picture of that they know the man finds attractive, or will pick the best picture that they can find of themselves.
Yeah.
If that's the case, here's what you really can't get mad about. If a black man like myself were to do something like this, go ahead and sleep with you since you told me this lie and I flew out here, so fuck it, I want some pussy. I'm going to take it. Because I'm going to tell the truth about a lot of black men, and black women know this. We'll sleep with damn near anybody. So I'll go on and knock it out, and then I won't call you no more. And what'll happen is I'll get called a dog. He's a dog. He only came to sleep with me. Well, ma'am, you put up a picture that would only get somebody who wanted to sleep with you. This is what you wanted. You wanted to see a brother do this. You thought that you could fool a man, and then once you met him, you gonna make him feel bad, call him superficial, and he decides, I'm not going to do what you want me to do, which is stay with you anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy out there, you know. It's crazy, man.
Now let me ask you, be honest, because I can be honest about my time. Let me be honest.
Yeah.
Your time on Black People Meet, have you smashed, as they say, I'm trying to talk like the kids.
I got my own.
Have you smashed anyone off of there?
I mean, I use the word. I say either I biffed them or I ripped them to shreds, man. That's my old terminology, man. Everyone
See,
has
and,
their
and
own
why are black terms for
know,
sex
man.
Always so harsh?
You know damn well you don't rip nothing to shreds that could push out a 9-pound baby, man, you know?
That's
so
what I'm saying. I've never understood why all black terms are so rough, but they are very rough. But I've got to ask you, honestly, if you've had sex with the women off of Black People Meet, because I was the Black People Meet king.
Yeah.
I was hitting everything with a profile name.
The sisters out here, you know, they're looking for, you know, our white dudes over here, you know, and the ones that are trying to, you know, contact me, that they're like in a couple of states away, you know. I mean, I'm not looking to drive 3 hours and jump on something. And then, you know, you're kind of apprehensive because you don't know if you're going to really meet. This lady had a various – it wasn't one total. She had about a 13, 14, you know, selection of pictures, you know. And they were – I mean, I don't know where she got them from, but everywhere in the world looked at her. She was like a big
So she had
liner.
So many pictures, you just knew it had to be her. She got pictures of her at the club,
you know,
changed her light bulb, and all of them somebody else.
Yeah, you know the thing when you see just the headshots, you say this chick gotta be fat or she. You know how women are; they like to display their goods. So I mean, if you see someone with a headshot, you kind of you don't really go back and forth with no keyboard tag with her. You say, hey, look here, you know, show me some more pictures or go ahead about your business. I ain't gonna be coming to meet you somewhere, you know, an hour drive and you be a hippopotamus or something. Man, you know, if that's your thing, you know, then go ahead about it. But I mean, I got no time to waste, you know, playing games over here with this, you know, hide and seek, man. You show up with two duffel bags full of sandwiches, you know. it's better just to go out there in public and deal with reality. That you sit at home playing, you know, your keyboard shuffle, man. You kind of set yourself up at times. I mean, it's an easier, you know, way to, you know, to establish communication. I mean, sometimes out in public, you know, you get you know, people are preoccupied with whatever they're doing. I mean, if you're at the gym, they got the iPods on and they're closed out from the world. But that day, you know, everyone, you know, at least they're trying to, you know, set up some sort of, connection with somebody. I mean, even be it deception or whatever it is. But I mean, a lot of times too, I meet women that have outdated photos, you know, and they're a little heavier or they.
Yeah,
know,
that's
the
one I don't like. But women say they run into that too. Niggas get online talking
about
he's 6'2" and a nigga 5'8".
Yeah. I mean, I got no reason to lie. I mean, or try to embellish, you know.
I got plenty of reasons to lie. It's just if I'll choose that reason this day.
Yeah.
There's always reasons to lie. I tell people all the time, whenever people say I don't have no reason to lie, fuck that. There's always reasons to. It's whether you'll choose it or not.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't
Justice, this is what I want you to do. Your story was hilarious. I want you to hold on for the after show because I want to ask you a little bit more about that. Because, before I go to that, I want to ask you, did you get a chance to even read the story about about Mr. Robin Thicke when he said how to love a black woman?
I didn't. No, I didn't. Is he a comedian?
No, he the white boy that be singing black music.
I never even heard, honestly, I never even heard of that lame man.
Yeah, his daddy was Alan Thicke. I mean, the guy who used to be in Growing Pains, the dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he made pretty good music.
Going stuff out there, you know. There was that Japanese guy that made some kind of statement in one of those prominent magazines about black women. I mean, we've been under attack, but we just got to, you know, we can't, you know, reinforce those stereotypes, man. There's a lot of people that are, you know, actually contributing to that madness, you know, and make it out to
be
a reality.
Well, I
want to
say this. You look at Black People Meet, that's just a bunch. Let's just be real. On Black People Meet, they're just a bunch of hoes and a bunch of niggas looking for ass. There's nobody looking for a real relationship on that site. I don't care what nobody tell me. Most people on there are just fucking. Most women that you meet on there have fucked at least four other people before they met you.
Yeah, you got to put that in perspective, too. If you go on there thinking that you're looking for some, you know, somebody to, you know, engage into a long-term thing, you're going to be setting yourself up for failure because a lot of them are, they're pre-qualifying dudes and they're living in, you know, a cardboard box, but they want, you know, to be up there they want you to be in a penthouse and pull up in a Bentley, but they're waiting on the side of the road, you know. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of fraudulent behavior, but, you know, like you said, they're throwing around like Frisbees on that site. I mean, you can get your share, I mean, if that's what your goal is, to go out there.
Yeah, if you're just a man looking for some ass, you go to it. And this is what's funny. Here's what black men do, and I won't say this sad, and then I'm going to go to another phone call. Jess, I want you to hear this. Here's what black men do. You'll find black men on these black sites because they know they just want some ass, and you'll find them on these interracial and white sites when they really want a relationship. I'm just being honest. My homeboy used to be on Black People Meet and eHarmony at the same time. I know a girl who I met on Black People Meet who was on this other site about finding threesomes. Same chick. On Black People Meet, she said she ain't into no games and she ain't about no sex. On the sex site, like Fling or something like that, she was on there talking about some how she liked to get tag team and how, you know, just let her know where you at. That's the same black chick on two separate sites saying two separate things. Same chick telling you got to take her out on a date, and on another site saying she just looking to get smashed, as they say. Same chick. Two different sites. Want two completely different things. If she slept with you off Facebook, she slept with a lot of people. If he slept with you off Facebook, he done slept with a lot of people. I don't believe in luck. I don't believe I got that lucky where I'm the only dude you slept with off Black People Meet. I don't believe I'm that lucky that I'm the only dude you slept with off Facebook. That doesn't make any sense. What the fuck is so special about me? Well, what did I bring to the table that nobody else did? Really? What did I say that was just so impressive? Let me go to Giovanni. What's up, Giovanni? 510, Giovanni, what's up? Giovanni, are you there?
Nope.
You just said nope. Who is this that said nope?
Virginia.
But why does it say Giovanni?
I have no clue.
I'm sorry, Virginia. I've been doing that a lot for the last few weeks. I've been, and you, like, I was like, now they're being funny now. The person just said nope.
No, I usually do that when people just, I just comment, just a comment.
Well, I'm glad you said something because I would have just been sitting up here just saying it over and over again. Hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Have you ever had the same thing happen that the young brother just said a second ago about the fact that he basically got completely fooled? What's your internet story?
Well, my internet story is the fact that, you know, I'm on Facebook. You know, I should be able to post whatever the heck I want on my own wall.
Yep.
And I posted what I thought was funny as hell was one of those Walmart customer videos.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're funny as hell. I didn't see anything wrong with it at all. I could have posted just about anything else on my wall that was a lot worse. But I had this lady come up on my wall under the comments area of the video and say that I need to be taking this down because of the fact that she has kids and that I shouldn't be posting this because her kids could end up coming on her Facebook and seeing it.
Really?
Really. because she lets her young kids get on her Facebook, I shouldn't be posting something on my own wall because she's my friend.
So because you don't know how to raise your kids, I got to help you raise your kids by what I can put or what I find funny. And she literally put it on your wall. She didn't even go to you personally to say, maybe, I don't know.
No, she did not IM me. She did not inbox me. She commented it to me.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I have no idea. I wish I knew. Because then maybe we might actually get some more sanity in this world.
That is the craziest shit. And I've had people do that. Okay, now did it make her feel better? Did you take it down first off? Don't tell me she punked you.
Oh God, no.
Okay.
What's wrong with it? God, no. It's funny as hell. These people are going into Walmart dressed and looking absolutely crazy. I wanted people to enjoy it.
Now,
what
was your response? That's what I'm curious about. What was your response to her then?
I'm like, well, she asked me first just to take it down, and I was like, well, why do you want me to take it down? And then she told me about her kids, and I'm like, I just ignored her. I completely ignored her. I had no reason to comment or anything back because she's the one who's crazy.
Yes.
Thinking that just because, I mean, like for a long time, there was like, because of how controversial she is, I was not posting anything that Lady Gaga put out. Because of how controversial she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want anybody coming at me saying stuff because I'd already had people coming at me because of religious stuff that I was putting up. Because I would call.
So you can't win.
No. But I eventually was like, you know what? It's my wall. Screw it. And I started posting videos of hers on my wall. And I was telling people, look. And every once in a while, I'll even update my status saying it. Look, if you don't like me, if you don't like what I'm posting, there is a delete button and a block button.
Yep. And it's a dadgum shame that we as grown people have gotten to the point where we think we can dictate what other grown-ass people say in their own zone.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I can't believe that people do that.
Now, let me ask you this. The young man was talking about something, and I was talking about that, too, dating. I mean, I don't know if you've ever taken a shot at dating on the Internet, but have you done that and that not worked out the way you thought it would?
Yeah, I have, actually, once.
Tell that story, please.
It started out innocently on a gaming site that I frequent a lot, and we met and all that, and he talked, but he knew I was under the age of 18 when we met. And a red flag should have went up to begin with, and the fact that he waited till I was exactly 18 to ask me out. But a red flag never went up, and we talked for a while, and we ended up getting together a couple of years ago. Finally, I just agreed to it, and he was talking to me. He was being real nice and all that to me. I ended up introducing him to some of my family. And he was talking to my brother and mostly, but also to his wife every once in a while, just to say hi or whatever. I go on vacation for a month. And he, from what my brother told me, he stopped completely talking to him and started trying to hit up his wife.
Damn.
While I am gone. I believe my family over him. And my brother's telling me this. She's telling me this. And then while I'm gone also, you know, I'm getting those sex quizzes or whatever on Facebook from him, which, you know, it's fine. I'm his girlfriend, so that's fine with me. But
right.
I find out he's sending it to everybody on his list, which includes my brother, his wife, my mother, my older sister. I was like, oh, no, I don't think so. You've pissed off my brother, who I am very close to. You're doing stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing. I broke up with him as soon as I got back home. I did the right thing, and I broke up with him in person. Not over the phone, not over the Internet. I did it in person. Because I also think that's
what was his explanation over technology. What was his explanation? I mean, you said he's trying to put it off on other people, it sounded like. Was he saying that they were lying?
No, well, he was saying that my brother was lying when it came to him hitting up Just Susan. But he was also saying, well, I was sending it to everybody on my list because I thought everybody might be interested. Like, I don't think so. These are sex quizzes. You send that to your person you're with, not to your entire friends list, especially when that friends list includes your girlfriend's family. Screw that. You're gone.
Damn. So, okay, and finally I'll ask you this. Does it make you a little bit more leery in dating on the internet? Do you look at it the way – because the way I look at it, I'm saying the same people who are on the internet are the same people you meet in real life. There's no fucking difference.
I am a little bit more leery about the people that I meet off of the web when it comes to something more romantic. I'm not saying that online dating doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many testimonials about it actually working,
yeah,
that if there's no way it's not possible for it to not work.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be very careful with how close you get to the person that you meet off the internet romantically before you finally start truly trying to find out like what they are. Because the guy I met, to me in person before I left for vacation, he was a nice guy. He wasn't doing anything wrong or anything like that. The second I turned my back, that's when he started showing his true colors.
Yeah, but we do that if you meet us at the club, if you meet us at the mall, or if you meet us at church.
Well, I know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, but online dating is a little bit, you have to be a little bit more leery with online dating because of the fact that if you think about it, you're not meeting this person for the first time in person. You're meeting them online. But when you're meeting them in person, you get a little bit more of a chance to actually read them. But when
that
you're online, you have no way of being able to read them.
That is true. That is very, very, that is 1,227% true, because you're right. You can look at somebody and at least get a feel for how they're responding to your to your questions. Hell, somebody can, on Facebook, you can ask somebody a question, they can go and research the answer and come back and give it to you.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I trust people and I like people on the internet, but I'm a little bit more leery when it comes to actually meeting them in person.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, the internet is a fun place to flirt and just be whatever, but half the shit I say, I don't believe it myself. I tell people, I don't believe nothing I say. I say any damn thing. It's according to what time I logged on.
Hey.
If
hey,
it's late
every
might
once
say
in a
anything.
While, I am the same way. I will just say a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, but
it's
supposed to be in perspective a fantasy world. But then when you deal with things like dating sites aren't supposed to be fantasy world. The people who are going on dating sites, there are some people who are legitimately going on there to find somebody to be with, and there's some people who know this and they're taking advantage of it.
Exactly. And then there's sites like the game sites that aren't meant to really bring people together, but they do bring people together.
Yeah.
And you find jerks and assholes and all that on those sites as well.
You're right. So it's one of those things where you got to take it as it comes and understand that any decision you make, you're going to have to live with it. So just tread lightly. I always look at it as if you look at something and take the most minimal gain you can out of it, then it'll hurt you the least. Meaning,
yes,
if you get on one of these dating sites and say the best I believe I get out of this might be some good dick. If that's all you think, then anything above that will be a plus. If you go into it saying I'm looking for a husband and I'm going to get a husband out of this,
and then you don't find it, you're going to be,
yes,
hurt. You're going to be so heartbroken that you may never trust looking,
exactly,
for the love of your life again, and you might miss out.
Exactly, because you put yourself in a position to shoot so damn high in a position in a forum in which the shooting of the high isn't the place you need to be doing. You don't need to be shooting for the high on something on Black People Meet. You don't need to be shooting for the high on Facebook. Just take a shot at something and see what happens, but don't invest too much into it of your emotion, of your feelings, because like you said, you don't know that person. You don't know most people you meet. Hell, you know my mom. There's some shit about me that if it came out tomorrow, my mom would be shocked. and she had me.
Be the same with me when it comes to my family.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm really close to my brother. I tell him 99% of my life, but there is stuff that he don't know. He
that
1%.
Hey, I tell people all the time, yeah, I tell my mom 99% of stuff, but that 1% is a doozy.
Yeah, because we all have secrets.
Yes.
We all
and I
have,
think until
like,
we
I
understand
don't care
that.
How honest of a person you are. I don't care. You will have a secret that you have not told anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not even God, and God knows everything.
I'm the same way. I got some stories, man. I ain't telling nobody this shit.
I mean, God knows everything. God knows your secret, but yet you haven't personally told him yourself.
Oh, you know it, man. I'll be scared he'll turn his back on me.
That's how bad some of these secrets can be.
Yeah, God don't want to have nothing to do with me if I tell him this. He want me to ignore it. God don't want to have this discussion. I call up God and be trying to tell him that. He done stuck his hands in the ear talking about la, 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 la. I want to hear this shit telling me this. Hey, Virginia, I want you to wait for the after show. We're about to get into the after show in just a minute. I want to bring you back in. There's some good conversation we've been having. This stuff has been fun. Let me go to my man. I love talking to Tristan. Tristan always got something funny to say. Let me go to him before we typically go to the after show. But I want to hear Tristan now. I want to see if he can make me laugh. What's up, Tristan?
Hey, what's going on, Tanner?
Not much, man. You heard some of the stories. These have been fun stories, and people hadn't really been too mad. That's what I'm glad about. People have told the stories, but they're laughing them off because at the end of the day, honestly, you got to laugh at yourself. You really do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of skill to laugh at yourself, man. But, I mean, some people just ain't being real.
And I got a lot of people saying, ooh, I can't believe you said that about black people meat. Hell, if you know what black people meat is, you done been slept with by somebody off of it.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened to Black Planet, man. Everybody just saw fucking each other, and they said they put up a post, somebody got AIDS. There ain't nobody been on Black Planet since.
Really?
You
know
what?
I never got on like that. That was funny. I never got on it like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I never understood Black Planet. I was on College Club.
Oh, well, I heard.
Yeah, I went from College Club to MySpace to Facebook.
Me personally, I had a Black Planet account. Like, this whole internet thing, like, when everybody was getting pussy, I guess I just missed the boat on that, man. I ain't got no pussy yet off my Facebook.
That boat ain't sailed, man. That boat is still taking on passengers.
I realize I just ain't got no game, brother. For real, I got what they call a boo game.
Well, you wipe them up. I guess that's what I do, too. I just like wiping them up. They'll start off as hoes. If I fuck them maybe three times or more, I'll go on and make them my girlfriend. Why not?
Yeah, I want to say, hey, man, we had such a good time together, you know.
You know what I'm saying? We enjoy each other's company. Fuck it. Will you marry me? I'm like you. I turn him into my girlfriend.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I got that tender dick, man. Shit, for real. This is a strain from my dick to my heart.
I said that these other niggas just done beat my girl down like she was in the middle of a Joe Frazier, Mike Tyson exhibition. I come up there and fall in love with her. Will you marry me? You know I'm a hoe, right? Yeah, I know.
It was putting all in the mouth and shit. Profile picture of y'all hugging and shit. That's my baby.
Yeah, I be wifing them hoes. This nigga just, I go to the club, nigga see me and just shake his head.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, shit, I'm guilty of that, man. That's why I had to get off of my face, man. me and my girl, man, shit, she had a MySpace and I had a MySpace, and I was a MySpace stalker, man.
Mm-hmm.
Real. I like, damn, you commenting on this nigga shit an awful lot. This nigga just say hello and you,
So, you said you was a MySpace stalker. Tell us, what was your worst story? What was your worst story? Or your funniest story, or your internet story? And whether it could be dating, or you get into an argument, or you can give us two of them.
Man, well, first off, man, I got to say, we've been talking for a while, and I think I disclosed to you several times my girlfriend was a hoe, right?
Right.
So I'm going to get along. So bad, she was fucking the nigga from Rooms to Go, and I ain't had no new furniture. For real, I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Who goes to Evo's? I ain't know you was a vegetarian. Well, you know. But anyway, we were hanging out and shit, man, and, you know, she, and I got this thing, man, where I try, I'm the type of person, I like to keep my, you know, that internet shit, that Facebook shit, that MySpace shit, that shit can get you in a lot of trouble if you do it the wrong way, right?
Yes, it
so
can.
You know, my thing was, let's not be friends on here because I don't want to know what you're doing all the time.
Right.
Because I'm the nigga shit. The more I know, the more I'm a woman, though, you know? So,
yes.
Anyway, and, you know, she like, well, what's your, I don't trust you. It's you doing this, you doing that. So, man, I got to going back on her shit, right? And she sent me the friend request, and I like, fuck it, we in love. I love this whole thing. You know, I accept my request. So, you know, man, so like every other day, I'm like, damn, why the fuck is she always commenting on this nigga's status? Like, she don't even comment on my shit. Like, I say some funny ass shit on my page.
You know, sound funny too.
Yeah, I'm like, it's me, baby. For real. So then I like, man, so then one day and shit, I went online, and you know, MySpace, you can put the music in up, right?
Right.
So I checked the music shit up, and he got the same fucking song on she got. So, you
uh-oh.
Know, I'm like, man, this shit kind of ironic, man. So I like, man, as soon as this bitch go to sleep, what I'm going to do, I'm going to fake like the computer crash when she on up, and then as soon as she go to sleep, I'm on that motherfucking page. So sure as shit, you know, Sherlock Tristan was on the case. So I done slipped her some of that good old vodka, so she done fell asleep, and I done put the cord to the monitor out the wall and shit. I was like,
right.
Damn, the computer crashed. So she a hoe, so she stupid. So she like, oh, damn. So she went to sleep, man. I done went back reading these motherfucking emails. This bitch been fucking this nigga for 6 months.
Damn.
All because... Yeah, man, I'm telling you, she was a big hoe, man. She was fucking like 6 different people at the same time. I like that. There ain't enough hours in a day for how much pussy you're giving up. For real, so it's like, man, so, you know, I woke the bitch up out of sleep. I was like, man, what the fuck is this? You don't even do some of this shit y'all talking about for me. Yeah,
it's always like that, man. My girl was a hoe, and everything she was doing to that side nigga, I was envious.
Oh, man, it got so bad. I'm over here profile stalking his ass. I done sent him a friend request and shit. First thing I said when he accepted that bitch, nigga, you know you got to see me, right? Nigga,
did he
so
know
bad.
About you?
Yeah,
well, he had to if she's living with you, right?
Oh, the nigga was married, man. That's what makes the shit so fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So when I tell you, when I speak about these black hoes being some dog-ass women, man, I got stories for days, man. I got the worst luck when it comes to women, man. I got a better chance of burning a candle and turning it upside down and hoping the wax don't fall on me.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. Why do you think you have such bad luck? Do you think it has something to do with the internet? Do you think it's the women? Do you think it's you?
It's my motherfucking mama, nigga.
Your mama?
Yeah, I blame my motherfucking mama. She on Facebook. Y'all send her a request and tell her I said fuck you when it comes to women.
Why? What did your mama do?
Man, she raised me up with that bullshit that all women are virtuous and good women.
Yep.
And you just got to treat a woman right, and she going to love you, and you going to get married and have a family. I'm 30. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got none of that shit. I got nothing but an empty wallet and a few dead flowers around this bitch.
I tell people all the time, that was the thing that ruined me. My mama told me that these women are great. These women get lied to by these men, and all they want is a good man.
Yep.
Shit.
Just tell her how you feel. All the time, my homeboy and shit, he lying his ass off. He stay with his mama, ain't got no car, ain't got no job, lying like a motherfucker to these hoes, and fucking every last one of them. Here go my ass, my dumb ass telling them the truth. Yeah, I got a job. I work, and, you know, I wouldn't mind settling down. Yes, nigga. So, you know,
you were lame at that point.
Hell yeah, man. No, them hoes start saying, yes, I finally found one. This is the nigga I've been looking for all my life. This is a bona fide sucker.
It is really sad that black men get called lame or suckers for literally just being the dude that they keep saying they can't find.
Yeah, no.
It's confusing.
When you that guy, this is the thing you're going to hear the most. You're going to hear, oh, you're too nice. Oh, I didn't know you looked at me that way. Bitch, if I'm taking you anywhere besides my house, I like it. For real, if you come on over here now, chances are I don't have to see you again because it is what it is. It's going to be, you know. But if I take you out, that means that I have some degree of interest. You know what I mean?
And now, do you think you picking hoes on purpose, though? Do you think you picking these chicks as hoes?
No, here's the other thing, man. Hoes, this is the thing which I want brothers to understand more than females, man. Hoes speak the good nigga language better than women do. You understand what I mean? Hoes can see a good nigga and say, this is easy prey. This is like a wounded motherfucking armadillo in the forest. A wolf come by, this is the best fucking thing that can happen to you on any given day. If to find a good man, and this nigga gonna believe anything you say, for real.
Because when I dated the girl who was a stripper, let me tell you how our conversation used to go. This bitch told me she was valedictorian of her school. This bitch told me that all she wanted to do was get married. She told me the only reason she was stripping was to pay for college, and her ex-husband put her in a bad position. I mean, you're right. She wasn't saying whole stuff.
No, the hoe ain't never going to let you know she a hoe. For real.
No, she wasn't saying nothing
like
about hoe stuff to me. She was pretending that she got up after the front end, whatever we did, cooked for it, just in the kitchen, cooking.
Yep.
The last time she cooked.
Shit.
Yeah, that was the last time she cooked.
Mm.
Everything fell apart. I said, this hoe is nasty in the house. The house was disgusting. So you cleaned up the house that one night I came over?
Dude, I learned, man. It's two things a bitch. If a bitch say she cooking, well, three things. If she say she cooking, I ain't going over because she trying to trap me. If she makes spaghetti for you, she can't cook. If she make baked chicken for you, she can't cook. And if she make tacos for you, she can't cook. I went round up, man, the same bitch I tell you, they were fucking everybody in town and shit. I couldn't show my face in my own city. It got so bad. But she made me tacos the first time, spaghetti the second time, and baked chicken the third time. I said, she don't do this for everybody else. She don't do this for everybody else, nigga. This is what they call a one-trick pony. That was all that bitch knew how to cook. This bitch couldn't put butter on toast properly. For real. Why am I so soggy and shit? Oh, oops. Yeah, but that's how she got me, man. And I'm that man. It go a little bit further, though, man. Like, I found all type of shit about a man on that motherfucking Facebook. Friends commenting about her having threesomes and
no.
Oh, yes, man. Yes. That's why.
Well, how did that make you feel knowing that you picked somebody like that?
How did it make me feel?
Yeah, like, what did you do? Like, okay, you reading this stuff. You did what?
I felt good. She fucked me. She did all that nasty shit I like. I forgot about it for a few hours.
You know, that's the same thing happened to me. When I found my girl was a hoe, I still didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, well, she gonna change one day.
But that's why I don't blame her for being a hoe. I blame myself for dating a hoe.
Well, I blame the bitch for lying to me now.
Yeah, but she didn't lie to me long enough why I couldn't walk away.
Oh, well, shit, nigga. I was with that bitch for 3 years, cuz.
Yeah, I was with mine for 4 years, but I knew she was lying after 4 months.
Yeah? Oh, no. First time I met her, man, this how shit get hectic, right? Like, men speak a man language, right? You know, you can talk to any man, and y'all going to have an understanding of which a woman can't understand just because y'all men, right?
Right.
So, like, the first few months we got together and shit, right, she was from Chicago and shit. So, you know, she came here, and she was like, well, you know, I like to be with you and shit, and I want to, you know, try to make something happen. I was like, okay, well, you have a child, and I don't. You're going to have to put them on child support because I'm not taking care of nobody's kids that ain't mine like that. If I didn't make the motherfucker, her daddy got to do something for this little motherfucker. Granted, I feed her, get her clothes, birthdays, and all that shit, but this ain't my responsibility at the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, so she called him up and shit, right? And this bitch, she going at it, well, fuck you, nigga, all this shit right there. I say, hold up. This ain't what I wanted you to do. Give me the phone and I'll call you. He's a cut man to man, right? Like, on me, to me, that's some grown man shit. You know, hey, you ain't going to argue. This is my woman. You ain't going to argue with her, so you want me to talk about it. So, you know, we get on the phone and shit. I'm like, hey, man, you know, what's up, man? You know, me and her, you know, we about to go start moving forward into a relationship, and I'd like for you to take care of your child. You're like, bro, I'm going to tell you, she a hoe. That ain't my baby. I say, whoa, bro. She just started crying and shit. She like, give me the phone. Like, I won't be this man having a conversation. Like, me and her, we ain't arguing or nothing. We talking like, he like, bro, man, first night I met that bitch, I fucked on my pool table. I say, huh? My sweet little princess? My diamond rose? You fucking on pool tables? Yes. He was like, man, that was my chump off, man. I fuck her occasionally. Nigga, don't you know, bitch? I'm in this motherfucker about to cry and shit, man. I'm like, oh, this another. Oh, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, we get to it and shit. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I ain't going to argue with you, bro. If it happens, the shoe's on the other foot as a man, I say the same shit. You know what I mean? You
got right, hey, hold on.
Hold on a second. Let me end it. I got to keep talking to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you got about 30 seconds to call in. The number is 347-989-8310. This is Your World, My Views. Press 1 to let me know you want to talk. We've been talking about basically internet horror stories. And I'm listening to this man. The reason I'm laughing is because I got to listen to the same story. I'm starting to think it was the same chick. I'm just going to throw it out there. But listen, guys, at the end of the day, we got to be able to laugh at ourselves. And that's what was the purpose of me doing this show tonight, was to just be able to go into the new year, into the holidays, and just be able to laugh at yourself. A lot of things going on in your life. Not all of it's going to come up roses, but only you can decide how you prune that bush. This is Your World, My Views. I hope to hear from all of you guys in the after show. And if I don't hear from you in the after show, I'd like to say to you very nicely, good night. All righty then. Tristan. You literally sound like I in a way, want to ask you what's the chick name, because I'm thinking it's got to be the same chick. But it ain't probably the same chick. It's just a lot of hoes out here.
Yeah, it's a gang of these bitches, man. And I knowing my luck, I have nothing but my gift and my curse, and I can pull every last one of them.
I think that's all I'm good at. That's why I have reserved the fact that, and my girl be like, I said, the reason I don't want to talk to your baby daddy, the reason I don't want to meet now, nigga, you ever dated, because that shit ain't going to work out for me. I know this. You didn't just figure out how to do the shit you're doing to me. This ain't brand new. And I think that's what you got swept up in. You thought, well, this girl's doing this stuff to you. It's my girl, all this stuff. And you didn't realize she had to learn it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. No. Because they're going to think, man. The first time she sucked with dick, right, gave me some head. The bitch, she went to the bathroom and started faking like she was throwing up. So she like, I can't do that. So, you know, I ain't sweating. But sure as shit enough, I done read that damn email. She's sucking dick. For real.
I like when they play. Here's the one I like. When they play like they getting better at shit the more they been with you.
Yeah.
I love when they do that. When they pretend it's some shit they don't do. I tell you, it tickled me when a girl got mad at me and told me, She don't do threesomes. She think that's nasty and how deaf. I asked her that, and her best friend told me, so we did one together.
Telling on my ass.
I said, damn, I fell in love with a hoe. Why I got to be the one to do this?
Yeah, that's usually how it work, man. Like, I don't know, bro. It's tough, man. Like, it's such a thin line nowadays between a good woman and a bad woman. Like, bad women know how to act like good women so much to where they better at being good women than good women.
Yes, good women don't know how to be themselves. They think that being themselves is wrong, so they come off as assholes.
Yep. All stand off. Yeah, like a bad woman though, she didn't want to get you in her graces until she can control you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Now since she can control you, she know you ain't going nowhere. Now she can do whatever the fuck she want to do.
Yeah, a bad woman plays the game better. I would agree. A bad woman knows how to play the game a lot better than a woman that's a good woman.
Yeah. And then the good woman done been hurt so much to where her tendencies, she got fucking whole tendencies and she ain't no hoe.
Yep. Doing whole shit.
Yep. For real. Now, yeah, fucking that shit don't make you no hoe, but she keep one person on the team, she fucking, and not knowing that as long as you fucking somebody, you can't get in involved with another person and give your all.
Yeah, and they do little stuff. They might not be fucking nobody, but they let niggas holler at them on Facebook, and you done found it out. And you saying, well, if you ain't a hoe, why are you acting like this?
Yeah, what the fuck you doing with 700 friends, bitch?
Yeah, you trying to tell me you ain't no hoe, but this nigga can send you an inbox message talking about you got some nice titties, and you talking about hee-hee.
Yeah, yeah, or ask you for your phone number, and this bitch in Timbuktu, Texas. And you give them your number and shit.
Yeah, you done gave it to them, and you telling me, and that's why me and you got. Because when they tell us, oh, I was just bored that night, or I don't know why I did it, but I had no plans on actually doing it. Well, because we like them, we want to believe it.
Oh, no, bro. My thing is, the famous line out here is I just needed somebody to talk to, or that she needed somebody to talk to, or she don't know nobody down here.
Yep.
Like, or she, then the bitch, one day she told me she networking and shit. I said, bitch, what do you sell? Usually when somebody say networking, you provide some type of good and service. But then a few weeks later, I realized, oh, she sells pussy.
Yeah, if you networking, if your ass don't know local area and wide area networking, we got a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, networking is one thing. I don't understand how the fuck somebody say they networking and you don't offer nothing. Like, what the fuck is you networking? Like, networking to me usually means you get a circle of influence and people around that can do something for you. And, you know, what the fuck is you networking? What a bitch gonna send you a motherfucking a prayer cloth or some shit?
Hey, y'all, we in the after show. First off, I want to go ahead and announce the third and final winner, today anyway, that is, of the big TVs. Big TVs, it's been sent to me. Why ain't no men? Why keep being women? Well, men ain't sending shit in here. Ebony Lovett, and that's her Twitter name, Ebony Lovett, EBONYLAVETTE. They sent me a picture, and Ebony Lovett got a big ass. She got 2,400 followers. I guess you got a big ass like that, you would. Ebony, hit your boy up. Send us an email to tj@yourworldmyviews.com. Send us your email address. I mean, not your email address. We can't send no TV to your email address. Send us your home address. And Vizio will send you a 50-inch TV. Vizio, entertainment freedom for all. Just go to yourworldmyviews.com or go to vizio.com. Find out about this and more specials. Vizio, people. All right. Everybody that's on the line, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring some people in. If I don't call out your name, press 1 if you want to talk. We're in the after show, and that's how we do. We have fun. We're going to continue telling stories like this with my man Tristan and myself and more. Going to bring in my man. We're going to bring in Buffet. I'm going to bring in Kenneth. Going to bring in Pam. Going to bring in Virginia. Anybody else that wants to talk, if I didn't call your name, because we've got a lot of people on there, so apparently y'all want to hear stories, but y'all don't want to tell them. Come on, tell some stories, too. Jump on up in here, people. Press 1. If I didn't call your name, that means you haven't pressed 1. Press 1 to get in. Let me bring in Virginia, Pam, Kenneth, and Buffy. I'm going to go to Kenneth first. Oh, my girl Kasha's in here. Hey, girl. Bring her in. Anybody else you want to get in, press 1. Let me go to Kenneth. Kenneth, you heard me and my man talking.
Yes.
You got a story?
Man, I'm every story. You know, I'm an internet veteran. Really, I am. Way back in
so go ahead. Tell us a story. And anybody else, if you got shit going on in your background, just mute your phone. If you're scraping your teeth across the receiver, just mute your phone. You could be cleaning a plaque off on their motherfucking. I didn't know. I knew these phones could do everything these days, but damn it, I did not know you could floss with them. I remember I heard a nigga say that nigga flossing. I thought he was just showing his phone off. No, he was literally flossing. Damn. Kenneth, Mr. Internet veteran, tell us some of your stories.
Hi, well, this one comes from a few years ago, back when I was in my 20s, and there was a site that has been mentioned on this show called Black People Meet. Back then, when Black People Meet really just kind of first started. So I was on there browsing and stuff, and, you know, this is when I was a little bit more serious about my internet dating, so I paid, you know, that $10 a month or whatever, so I can communicate.
You ain't serious about internet dating if you only paid $10.
Well, I called it more serious, right? Because I wasn't
paying. I'm messing with you.
$70 a month, like eHarmony and all that other stuff. Crazy.
That's when you know a nigga serious about dating if you met him on eHarmony. Either he's serious about dating or he's serious about killing.
I mean, it's one of the other. Even with eHarmony, I took advantage of the free communication weekend. Nah, hey, you know, that's how you do it.
I couldn't fuck nobody on a weekend. I ain't that good.
But, nah, there was this woman that I met on there, and, she looked just hot. I'm like, just gorgeous. Yeah, just a nice shape. She was top heavy. She was light skinned, and she had a beautiful smile. So I started talking to her, and I said, "Well, let's go out on a date." I picked her up. When I went to pick her up, I mean, she was like in this apartment, you know, out in Roswell, and I'm like, "Okay, you look the same, but I didn't realize that you had so much grease on your head." And so I'm like, okay, get it. You know, let's just go. I'm here. Let's just go out. So she was like, oh, you know, I need to stop by Best Buy before we actually go out to dinner. I'm like, all right, cool. But, like, I've noticed on the way when we're driving there, she just had this funny little tick about her. And she was just looking all over the place like she's never been outside the house. I'm like, okay. So we go over to Best Buy, and then she goes over to the music section and stuff, and she listens to, you know, the this is when they actually, you know, had the CDs, so with the headphones, you can listen to the music. And so she was, like, all loud and like, ah, this is my song. I'm like, oh, who did I just pick up? I mean, she was just loud throughout the whole thing. So we go and we leave from there. We go to Brio. And it's like she's never been to a restaurant before. I mean, she was just smacking. She was just loud. Yeah, from her appearance, you would not think that she would be so ghetto.
Now, see, right? I said this to somebody, and they didn't believe it. I said most black men do not expect light-skinned chicks to be ghetto. That's why most people look at the one that's called the Real McCoy. What's her name? Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray.
That's why people look at Lisa Ray as an oddity, because she light skinned with a big ass and ghetto.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't realize that she was so ghetto, but the way that she acted, she turned me off so much that I just didn't even want to do anything with her afterwards. I even know that she looked like she wanted to, but I'm like, you act too weird. I don't know if you really have something or, you know.
Was she really? Was she as fine as the pictures, though?
She has. She was actually, besides whatever her hairstyle was, no, she was as fine and better. Like, I didn't realize she had the booty that she had. I'm like, wow. You know, she almost looked like would be the perfect package. But even during a date, I found out that she had 3 kids. She's not living there. Her kids are living with a father. And I'm like, why? And he said, because I ran into had some trouble. And I'm like, what kind of trouble? She was like, drugs. And I'm like, oh, okay. That explains.
Well, at least she told that to you on the first date, though.
Oh, I mean, I get a lot out of the first date. I mean, there's
most of the time when me and Tristan hear all that shit, it's after we done moved in.
No, I mean, there's this other one where all the black people meet that her picture was completely different. Like, it was a totally another person, a whole different person. But I did your post, Tommy. I said, you know, all right, we're just going to go out. You know, she was okay looking, but I hit it the first night. And, okay, let's go. You didn't hear from me again. She called
exactly.
me up and answered, and she's like, well, how come I haven't heard from you? I'm like, well, why did you lie to me?
Yeah, you're a liar. I don't call liars back.
But you screw them.
I fucked the hell out of them.
I mean, you have.
Wait a minute. Who is that? Wait a minute. Who is that said, but you screw them?
Pam,
you done fucked some lies too. Am I wrong?
I didn't say you were wrong. I just threw that in there.
Everybody screw liars. That's how you get screwed.
I mean, you got to. I mean, because, like, my whole thing, like, with internet dating and stuff, like, I mean, what I've just discovered, really, I mean, it's like, you just have, there, a lot, most of the people that you go out with have some type of psychological problem.
Yes.
That's what it just seemed like. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person.
Oh, I got psychological problems.
Right, but dang, I mean, I don't have the issues that some of these other women, these women.
Yes,
have.
That's what I said. I can deal with certain issues. That's me. Sometimes your issues is horrible. I don't know what your issues suck. I got some issues, but bitch, you crazy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When you do those internet datings, can't you put on there what type of person you're looking for? If you don't want a person with kids, or you don't want a person that you
nobody pays that any attention.
It doesn't even matter.
Oh.
First off, most of the things people put on Facebook is a lie. So imagine what they put on dating sites.
No, I'm saying I'm not talking about that personal stuff. I'm saying can the person like, okay, I don't.
Yeah, you can say you don't want nobody with kids, and all you're going to do is get people with kids to, okay, either black women will get mad at you if you post, I don't want nobody with no kids.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble. Okay, that's going to be
another
problem.
Yeah, and you ain't going to get no pussy. And if you're paying $10 a month, chances are you only want pussy. Average that out a day. Nigga, you can't even spend $1 a day on trying to find somebody for the rest of your life. You spending 33 cents.
That's
why I tell women, just break it down to that. If you want black people to meet, a man just spent 33 cents a day to find you.
Yeah, you cheap bitch.
For all these chicks who say you a high-class chick, you on a site that allows a man to find you for 33 cents.
Yes,
get them
hoes a pack of lemon heads and a piece of yum yum bubble gum.
You know a nigga couldn't buy a motherfucking Reese's peanut butter cup for the price he bought you?
you want to hear something that's fucked up? And I feel like, man, you know, we keep it real when we come here, right? And we all talk together, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to disclose up, man. You know I tried that eHarmony shit a few months back, right?
Yep.
I found myself lonely and in a situation. And I got tired of internet porn, you know what I mean? You know, the jack your dick so much where you just say ain't nothing like the real thing.
So, no, you're right. I turned it to do a little Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, and say ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, man, I go and I apply to get on eHarmony, bro. don't you know they say that I am in the 11th percentile, and they sent me a $25 check?
What does that mean?
Was a refund?
Don't find nobody from it.
Wow.
Oh, that's what I like about eHarmony. eHarmony is hilarious. They turn some motherfuckers down. You are too desperate.
Hey, motherfucker, I got turned down. I wasn't desperate. I told the truth. Shit, you
no, you might not be desperate, but they little system says you don't need to be dating. You need therapy.
Yeah. Well,
you don't need no bitch. You need a couch.
Y'all serious?
They recommended me the porno hub.
Yes, eHarmony will turn you down.
Wow.
This is not a joke.
What did you say that made them?
He answered the question. They said, will you kill somebody you date? And he put, I don't know.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm probably
that nigga put somewhat disagree. Is it wrong to murder somewhat disagree? Don't you mean strongly? Nah, I mean, shit happens, man. Shit happens.
Yeah, on paper, I'm not the most interesting guy on paper. In person, I'm a different story than I am on paper. I tell people that all the time. I'm not like that on paper. On paper, I'm a certain way.
That's the reason why I never tried eHarmony. It's two reasons I didn't try eHarmony. One, I was never serious about finding a girlfriend. I just wanted some ass.
And two?
Yep.
And two was because if they had turned me down, you know how that would have fucked up my self-esteem?
Oh, nigga, don't you know I couldn't even jack my dick on the internet no more, man? For real, I put that old VCR player and dusted that bitch off. I'm watching 80s porn and shit. That shit just ruined my whole, I couldn't be around my dick and the keyboard at the same time. I had a phobia.
That's what I said. It's certain times I just don't like rejection. I mean, I had a girl who asked me, why'd you never try to talk to me? I said, because I don't like getting turned down. I just don't. But the internet help you with that, though. That's why it's a lot of lames that became players because of the internet. It's hard to walk up to a girl at the club, especially a black one, and get turned down because she's going to embarrass your ass.
Yeah.
The internet, you can send out 1,000 messages to 1,000 women. In 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what I did? I just got time. I don't know. I'm saying you look good. I just send their ass on the inbox. Thanks for not blocking me.
I did not know they turned people away on that eHarmony.
Yes.
Honestly, didn't know that either.
Yes, they will turn you away like they owned by Chucky Booker.
Hell yeah, nigga. You can go look my name up on eHarmony right now. That there say no way in hell.
They red flag you.
That's some shit there, man. But yeah, I mean, the thing about the internet dating is I always tell all women this. Well, these women know this shit. Because, like I said, my homeboy got on eHarmony and he got married because he was really looking to get married. That's, you got to be looking to get married. You pay $350. My cousin, same thing. He got married.
They still married now?
Yeah. Let me tell you, I paid more, and this was funny. I paid more money to get on the screwing site than I did to get on the dating site.
Because you said you was not serious about being in a relationship. So why would you invest all that money in something that you're not serious about? That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And that's why I try to tell women. Not only do I know they ain't serious, but you know the men ain't serious. So anything you get out of black people meet, because every girl I fucked off black people meet have fucked a bunch of other dudes off black people meet. Every girl I fuck off Facebook has fucked a bunch of dudes off Facebook. I wasn't the first nigga. It's the only difference between them and me is I don't go into it thinking I am. I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, that would make you a fool.
I don't think I'm the first nigga you met at Kroger's if you fuck me out of Kroger or Publix. This is what this bitch do. She fuck everybody come through her line.
She just got a thing for them papayas, nigga.
If I meet you at church, let me tell y'all this. If I meet a woman at church, chances are a woman that fucked you out of church has fucked somebody else she met out of church.
Yeah, but what about the first time, though?
maybe.
I just don't believe in first times at my age. I look in the mirror every day. I'm rarely a bitch's first option.
Yeah, well, nigga, I can tell you now, man. On paper, it don't look good for a lot of people, bro.
But I just tell people I'm rarely a chick's first option. I've never been, not that I've never done it. The chick I was married to was a virgin. It's happened. I've gotten lucky because I know where to look.
Hold on, nigga. Hold on, Tommy. Tommy, you had a virgin?
Yes.
And you let that go?
I didn't let it go. We had our problems. You can't be a black woman and be a virgin and you hang around enough Americans. What'll happen is these black women will say, you've only had one dick your whole life. You should experience some more.
Oh, true. That's
what happened.
Yeah,
the next thing I know. Yeah, that because she was a good girl at first. Now, she a good girl now. She went back to being a good girl, but I had to be the nigga she started saying, well, I don't know if I want to go out like this.
She start part time hoeing on your watch.
Oh yeah. I said, damn. And then, you know, I was a young black man, so I didn't believe you could cheat on me and I could take you back. If I could go back in time, I'd take that bitch back now. I ain't gonna leave you because you're cheating, because all out here left is hoes anyway. Let's just be serious. All that's left out here is hoes. Every chick I get with, if I date her right now, it's a nigga just fucked her last week. It's a nigga fucked her the week before that. She done got more damn partners than the motherfucking do-si-do party.
But why is it okay? But I disagree with you because I'm not a hoe. And
oh, shut up.
But why is it okay? I'm not. Why is it okay? Why is it okay for men? Because, see, the thing is,
I'm a hoe too. It's not okay.
No.
You've never heard me say it's okay.
No, but see, what's happening now is where it was a time when it was okay for men to screw however many people they wanted, but women, and I'm not saying all women, but a large percentage of women were not doing that. Now these women.
What time was this? It wasn't in our lifetime.
Now we're going back. I said back.
You can talk on some shit you ain't seen.
No, women were different. Women were different when I was a child. Women were different before I was born. They were different. They believed differently. But now women are sort of kind of jumping in the role or pretending to be a man.
Women are more open. Women are more open with their sexuality than they used to be.
So now women are, you know, screwing more men.
Let me ask you something, just by logic. I want to give you a logic question. You said there was a time when men used to screw a lot and women didn't. Unless the men were screwing each other, somebody was lying.
No, I'm saying as far, we're talking about as far as cheating and as far as a woman cheating on her man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. As far as those men, those women that those men were screwing, okay, they were hoes, but you still had a large percentage of women who were just with their men. I know women who have, but they're older than me, who have only been with that man that they're married to right now. Right now.
Are they going to tell you anything different?
No, it's true, because I can just tell by the whole little hookup. It's true.
Hold on. There's a movie, and I love this movie. It's a white movie. Where this man, he was this woman's first. And they both was each other's first. And they had told that lie their whole marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out that he wasn't when they was in their 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think it was the movie Valentine's Day. It came out last year with Jamie Foxx in it. And that white man and that white woman was old. He was her first, and she told him the same lie. He found out when they was old that it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between women back then and women today is the women were more discreet. Mm-hmm. They still did it. They were just more discreet.
I don't think they did it in the large numbers that they're doing it now.
Now, I don't think they did it as often. I'll agree with that.
Not where you could go on the block and point to houses where women done had sex with 15 different people. I don't think
exactly. I'll agree.
It's not as
it's not done. It wasn't done as often as it is now. Now, you know,
women had multiple partners, but they didn't have as many as they have it now. Motherfucker, like I said, that's all I'm saying. Women now, I don't think there's a woman I could meet on Facebook that has only that has slept with less than five people and was older than 30.
They don't have one man. They have a multitude of men that they compartmentalize to make up one person.
Yeah,
like, he got a lot of money. He looked good. He slayed that pipe well. He got a nice car. Like all of that shit. They basically fucking eight different people to basically be fucking this perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens. Men do the same thing. But my
because you said I'm not a hoe. What does it mean that you're not a hoe? What is a hoe in your opinion? What is a hoe?
Someone first of all that's lying to the other person. Pretending that the relationship is something that is not, and they're telling that same lie to a few other people, and they're using those people for the things that they want. Just like he just explained, you may want this guy because he has the money that you need. This other guy is better with sex. This other guy is your trophy because he looks great, or this other guy makes you laugh.
So a hoe is a liar.
Basically a liar, and they manipulate to get things that they want, whether it be whatever it is.
I think a hoe is somebody that can be looked at and has several sexual partners. I break it down to be simple. A hoe has nothing to do with what you say out your mouth. It goes in what goes in your cooch.
Again, I said you're having a relationship with the people for the different reasons. You want the money, you want this, you want that, whatever it is.
But if you ain't fucking them, you ain't no hoe.
No, you're having sex with them.
Anybody
you're having sex with
fucking
them all.
More than one person at one time is a hoe.
You're having sex with them all. You're having sex with them.
I believe if you've seen more than one dick in a 12-month time span.
In my opinion, personally, I think that that's a little bit too much. But that's just my personal opinion. I mean, you need to give yourself, whether you male or female, a little breather. That's too much screwing. That's just too much. You can't even, let's say that you get, what is this here, herpes or gonorrhea. You can't, because you can't use condoms to protect yourself against that. Who you going to blame? You don't know if you're having sex with all these different people.
Most people don't. That's why we don't even get mad when we catch something. Have you noticed most girls when they catch a... Wait a minute, seriously. Have you noticed that most girls when they catch something from a man, they don't leave him because they honestly don't know if it was him that gave it to him?
That's what I'm saying. That's too much. You should be able to say who did it. You should be able to say who's your baby daddy. You should
hey,
be able
we
to
done
say,
got to the... I was about to say, we done got to the point where we can't even tell who your baby daddy is.
But you should be able... And that, it's a show that comes on here in Detroit called Maury Porbridge. I get so... I don't even watch it anymore. You seen it? Where they come
on?
That's a national show, baby.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. He come on, and if you are not the baby's daddy, then they get up, and they do all this running and skipping, but they done been on the show five other damn times. Why are you coming on TV embarrassing your kids because they going to talk about them, embarrassing yourself and your family and your friends?
Pam, didn't I say to you early that black women – wait a minute, Pam – didn't I say to you earlier that black women has lost the art of shame? They're not ashamed of anything.
That's a lot of, I'm saying five. You've been on five. Just make the six.
Darling, they ain't ashamed. If you can say you got five kids by five men and you know who the dad is, it's still something that you should be able to step back after the third one you'd assume, let me stop.
I have never, ever said that those were right moves. I've never said that.
I'm not even talking about two. I'm saying if you got five kids by five different men. There are women who got five kids by five different men who will boast and brag about that shit.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing to brag about. I have five kids.
Have you noticed that at least when men got a bunch of kids by a bunch of women, he's at least ashamed enough to lie?
Yeah, you know, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing at all to brag about, because what that shows is that I cannot make. I want to have children, but I cannot select a person that's in my mind suitable to help me parent this child. That's what it shows.
It shows that you can't close your legs. Let's break it down simple.
I mean, I didn't necessarily have to be pregnant. Now, I didn't have to be pregnant. I'm talking about as far as the children being.
No,
born.
No, no. I mean, I'm saying it shows that. I'm saying it shows it. Like, if a woman has sex and she don't have a baby, and you don't know the dude she slept with, she can tell you she's a virgin.
Yeah, Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But again, it also shows
the baby is the proof.
It also shows my decision making abilities.
It shows that
evidence right here.
The irresponsibility.
Yeah,
it shows that after one child, you had a second. After a second, you had a third. After third, I mean, you know, that's all it shows.
Right.
I mean, here's the funny part about it. You wouldn't date a dude that cheated on you five times, would you?
No.
You say he should have learned, right?
I should have learned. That's what I would say. I should have learned.
Right. No, I'm saying you would break up with him saying, I'm not going to keep doing this because you should have learned after the first time not to do it, and you weren't smart enough to learn, right?
Right.
So then why is it that when I say that to black women about kids, they get mad and they jump on me? When I tell them, okay, if you had the first one, why'd you have the second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one? They'll look at me like, how dare you? These kids are blessed. Then why are you mad at the man?
You cannot. First of all, we don't do it right in the first place. It's going to be problems. You have your children, but you're gonna love. Let's say that they're all by the same person, but you're gonna love that child more than the man or woman that helped you create that child. That's stupid. You're supposed to love that person, your husband, your wife, more than you love your kids. They come after them, not before them. But because we don't do it right, we have children out of wedlock or out of relationship. Because there's a lot of people that's together that's not married, and they've been together for a long time.
Well, I look at my daughter. I didn't love her mama, but it's hard for me to hate her now because every time I look at her, my daughter, I see her mom. So it's weird. It's weird, but it's like even when she tries to push me to dislike her, I just keep looking at my daughter and I keep thinking the best thing ever happened to me.
Yeah, well, how can you? But I'm saying, why? But it's people who talk bad about their kid daddy. Or vice versa, the man talk bad about the mama, and it's just and how, you know, the kid, that's making the kid feel like shit. You know, that's my daddy, that's my mama. They don't want to hear that crap. It doesn't, but still, we do stupid ass shit and then get upset when somebody calls us on it, looking at us sideways. I have a cousin who has three children, various ages. The oldest, I think, is 31. Her youngest is 17. She has one in the middle. Now, I rolled her ass when she let her, the one in the middle, girlfriend move into her house. He was 18 and she was 15. I asked her, was she out of her fucking mind? Why are you letting this girl move into your house? That girl has four fucking kids now that she had all got pregnant with, all under her damn roof. Now, her 17-year-old, who's in a ninth goddamn grade, did I say ninth? Ninth grade, she has a fucking baby. And you need to be tarred and feathered. I have five kids, and I'm not nobody's damn grandmother. That shit don't make no sense. Why would you let, first of all, you let your son, your middle child, move a 15-year-old into your damn house?
It goes back to what I told you. Black women don't have shame. No matter what has happened, have you noticed that a black woman will tell you her life story, and it'll be the most disgusting thing in the world, and at the end of it, she'll tell you, it's a nigga's fault,
yep.
It's my mama's fault,
yeah,
it's my boss's fault,
it's
somebody
your
else's fault, because at the end, she believes, no matter what I just told you, you should be mad at the person I'm telling you the story about, not me.
Right, like you were forced into it, like someone had a gun to your head, you do this, you do this. But people need to, people, if we had stricter laws and was holding people accountable, a lot of stuff would not take place. I told her there should be a law to lock your ass up because she has no business living here.
There actually is. They're called statutory. There is one called statutory. Do me a second. Hold up. Do me a favor. Hold on a second. 404-840. Caller, who the fuck are you? 404-840.
Yo, yo.
What's up? Who's this?
It's Neil. What's going on, TJ?
Oh, it's Neil. What's up, man?
What's going on, Pimp?
Not much. I see you snuck in here at the end. Let me get to you in just a second. We went off a little bit because I want to go back a little bit to where we were, and I want to go to my girl Kosh, and I want to ask you a question, Kosh. we've been talking about this internet dating, and I made my little spiel about black people meet versus something like eHarmony. Do you think I'm full of shit, or do you think I got a point?
You got a point, man.
Yeah, from what I heard, you got a point.
Have you ever tried internet dating?
No. Kind of scared of it.
Why are you scared of it?
I don't know. And, it's, you know, I've talked about this before from, you know, being in the salon, you know, talking to different women about it. And my sister actually did it before, and she didn't have good results. So I don't know. I just think meeting someone in person and, you know, that's, I'd rather do that than, you know, go on internet because you never know what you're going to get.
And here's what I say to people when they say, especially black women, and if they're single, and they say, ooh, I'd never do internet dating because you have bad results. I'd be like, didn't you just tell me your last man choked the shit out of you? Can you tell me the good results you had from a nigga you met at the club or at the mall or at the store, wherever? It's like when people tell me, ooh, I don't do that because I want them to tell me the positives about the way that they do it. But I don't think people think like that. Men do think like that. That's why men, we realize quicker than women did that when you say internet dating is stupid, we thought, well, hell, I was meeting chicks in my neighborhood who delivered the mail at the Caribou. I'm meeting chicks here and it ain't work. How would this be any different if it didn't work?
You're right. You're right, but I just choose to meet you in person rather than online. That's my choice. I'm not saying I would never do it, but I never had any interest.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. When you say, I was only talking about when people say the reason.
Oh, okay.
Like when I said I only dated light-skinned chicks, I didn't need no reason to tell you. I just found them more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't make up some shit. Typically, when you're dating a dark-skinned chick, she's going to, it's just not going to work out. The relationship's not going to work. Then you say, are you in a relationship now? No. But don't you date all light-skinned chicks? Yes, but it's, you know. We say stuff like that, weird stuff. Like I had a brother call in the show, talk about some why he don't date black women. How you can't settle down with a black woman. Then he told me he was married and his wife cheated on him. So I said, was your wife black? Because I thought, oh, he had a black wife that cheated on him. You know, this nigga said, no, she was Puerto Rican.
Wow.
I said, then you don't have the right to talk about nobody.
Right.
So that's all I meant when you said that. I was like, if you say that don't work, understand that if you're single, most of your relationships don't work. So it don't matter if you met a nigga on Mars. You can't meet a man on Mars that don't work and say Martians ain't shit. Bitch, them earthlings ain't shit from what I've seen in your record. I had a girl tell me that once. It was hilarious. She said, I don't do long-distance relationships. They don't work. I said, aren't you single right now? She said, yeah. I said, well, you might need to stop doing local relationships. But when you think about this idea, Kosh, have you had, like, an internet fight with somebody? Because that's the stuff that women get into a lot, especially black women. Honestly, have you gotten into an internet fight with somebody?
To be honest, no, I don't do drama. Now, one girl did, it wasn't a fight, but she kind of deleted me from her page because I said, I made a comment. She changed her status to being single. I knew the guy, I knew her. And so I was like, you know, I'm sorry that you guys didn't work out. They had been going together for 2 or 3 years. Well, come to find out, I saw him at a party. Come to find out, she deleted me from her page. Now, mind you, we were good friends. I was going to take my niece to her son's birthday party. Like, we're really good friends. Well, I saw him. He said she deleted me because he used to like my statuses. And I said, what? So, you know, and then she asked him did he think I was cute. And he was like, yes. And I'm like, why are y'all talking about me in the first place, you know, in the comfort of y'all home? But so she deleted me. So that was, you know, I was fine with that. You know, I was like,
was she a real friend of yours or an internet friend?
She was. We actually went to high school together. We hooked back up. I'm a stylist, so I did her hair and makeup one day and everything. So we got to talking from there. But, you know, just because he was liking my statuses and, you know, he thought I was cute, I'm like, why are you asking him about me anyway? You know, now you're jealous because, you know, you. But anyway, so stop being my friend. Because
when I asked my girl if you was cute or not, it was because we trying to get you to do a threesome with us. I don't see me sitting down with another chick talking about another chick for no reason.
Right. So, but yeah, but it wasn't no drama because I was like, you know, you delete me. You was an associate anyway. You wasn't a friend. So, you know, I left alone. So I'm not a drama field. I'm not drama field or whatever. So, you know, I'm just listening to everybody else's story. It's just kind of crazy. So I'm kind of like, I'm glad that I'm not in those situations.
Have you seen any of it happen? Like, okay, what happened with you and your man? Did you ever get the urge to do like the young lady who called in earlier and go to his page and put up some foul shit?
No. I told you I'm not with the drama, so no, I don't have time.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen it done?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Give us the funniest story about when you saw it and you just shook your head.
Well, the last relationship I was with, nobody knew who I was. You know, they just knew he had a girlfriend, and, you know, they'll post some stuff, you know, just trying to get me upset. But, I want you to come lick my pussy and all this kind of stuff. So, it, you know.
He will put it on his wall?
He will put that on his wall. Like, I know you got a girl. Like, we went to the gym. He was like, I finished working out at the gym with my girlfriend, and they'll be like, I wish I was there watching you work out and play while I play with my pussy so you can watch some shit. I was like, what the hell?
On his wall?
His wall.
Say that again.
No, that's somebody staking claim to their territory, though.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll say it again. Me and my boyfriend, we go to the gym. He posted on his status, me and my girlfriend just working out at the gym. Somebody dropped or something. Anyway, he posted on his status, me and my girlfriend finished working out at the gym. Well, this girl posted on his comment, made a comment, and said that, I know you got a girl, but I wish I was there so you can watch me play with my pussy. Wow. Damn. Real bone. How old are you? This a grown woman?
That's what I was thinking.
My ex-boyfriend was 46. I'm 32, about to be 32, and I don't know how old this woman is, but she made comments like this all the same chick. She made comments like this all the time. Yeah. Yeah. But like I said, that doesn't bother me.
No, that's a great question. You kept dating him after that?
I did. Because that's Facebook. He's a fiction writer. Facebook is fiction to me. Facebook is a bunch of mess, a bunch of, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's just
He didn't take this shit down.
Yes, he did. I told him he needs to correct it. I said, now she can inbox you. I won't know what's going on, but I'd be damned if I'm going to continue to see it on your page. And she didn't, I guess he sent her a message, but I never saw it again.
Whoa, hold on. Let me ask you a question. You said she can inbox him and you don't care?
Because my thing, I do mine, but I'm saying I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it on your wall.
If she inboxes, I'll never know what people get in their inboxes. All I'm going to do is go by your word and trust you. You know what I'm saying? But if I see it on your wall, on your, or, you know, something like that, that's very disrespectful. And then you're going to have the nerve to say, I know you got a girlfriend. So she already knew that we were together. You know.
So how long was it before y'all broke up?
We broke up. We stayed together for 5 months. We just broke up like 2 weeks ago. But it wasn't over that.
You know what's funny? Black women seem to have a lot of 3, 4, and 5 month relationships.
You go, Tommy. Tommy, don't start.
No, I'm serious. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying in general. This is not just you. Look on Facebook and see how these bitches is changing their relationship status every damn quarter, like the stock market. These bitches is giving out quarterly reports on their relationships.
That's why you can't take Facebook as entertainment. Facebook is real life. When you start saying that Facebook is just entertainment, you're fooling yourself.
Thank you.
But I think because of what he did, like he's a book writer, he tells fictional, you know.
Yeah, he told you some lies.
So his stuff is very much. To be honest with you, sure he lives in a fictional world, and I know that he lives in a fictional. He's locked into a fictional world, so I already knew. You know, I knew from the start. We had this discussion like days ago. You know the signs and everything. You know. You
but I think what Kenneth is telling you is that when you say it's fictional, it's to the point where it's not.
Yeah, you ain't.
Not only is it not fictional what he's doing, but it's not fictional everybody that's around it. And if you're in his world, then it's not fictional either.
Yeah, not at all.
Can I ask, why would you tell him that the young lady, you know, I understand you said it was disrespectful for her to post that up on the wall, but why would you tell him she needs to send that to you in your inbox? Why?
Yeah, I know what she means when she says it.
On the wall now. If you want to, everybody's gonna I receive stuff in my inbox, so I'm cute, high, all this myself, whatever. But just be respectful of me. I'm on his page, so I have to see that. You know what I'm saying? So if he does see his inbox, I would never see it. I would have never known unless he would have came to me and told me.
So I understand what she means. What'd you say, Kenneth?
I said, was his relationship status, did it say he was in a relationship or was it complicated?
Yes, his relationship status said it was in a relationship.
I'm with Kenneth. I know why Kenneth asked you that.
Why?
He's saying, well, it wasn't that big of a damn deal that she said, I know you got a girl. She could read it.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were talking personally. She just saw it. Now, if somebody tell me I know you got a girl, that means they know something because you can't see shit on my page.
Next time I get in a relationship, I need that Facebook password.
I don't want to know all that information about a chick. Let me tell you honestly, I don't because I know all I date is hoes. So I'm just resigned to the fact that they hoes.
Oh, no, I've come to a resolve, brother. I'm through with this shit. This is like the new crack for me. For real, hoes is the new crack.
You can be happy with a hoe if you confident in yourself.
Fuck that. You ain't no confidence in the world to know you with somebody that's fucking somebody else.
No, that's when you got to get a hoe like how, like Kosh was saying. I don't know what they send into your inbox. Sound like my grandmama, how she used to talk about my granddaddy. She said, I don't know what the hell he doing before 7 o'clock at night. I just know at 7 o'clock at night, his ass at home.
Exactly.
If he come in after 7 o'clock, he got a problem. My thing is, you got to realize you're not dating a child. And if you can't tell a child that you had out your own pussy or that you squirt out your own nut, you can't make them do what you want to do. Why do you think you can make somebody else's child do what they want to do when they're grown?
Right. I just told him, you know, everybody is grown. It's not, you know, everybody's going to do what they want to do. I don't care if it's man or woman. Everybody's going to do what they want to do. I cannot be around him 24/7. I'm just going to trust your word and go by that. I cannot be around you.
Because I don't like stalking people. Because even when you stalk people, let me tell you what happens. Even if they ain't doing exactly what you thought they should was doing, they still doing something don't look right to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell that nigga quick enough that you had a man.
Mm-hmm.
You told him you had a man. He kept on inboxing you, and you let it keep going down.
See, that's why I'm going to Alabama to get me a bitch. He don't know nothing about no computer. She
you better go to Serbia and get you a bitch if it's like that. You better go out of the country. You better go to the bush.
Get me a bush.
You see that child fund where they be talking about 35 cents a day can feed one of them kids?
Oh, my goodness.
You better just feed that motherfucker until they turn 18. That nigga say I helped a child and found a wife all at the same time. That's the only way. Other than that, like I said, it's 2012. All these women is hoes. If your girl listen to Beyonce, she a hoe. If your girl listen to B103, she's a hoe.
Yep.
If your girl know who own Housewives of Atlanta, she's a hoe. If your
what
girl like T.I., she a hoe.
Oh,
if your girl can quote any of Drake's lyrics, she's a hoe.
Wow.
If your girl say Nicki Minaj got a couple good songs on her CD, she's a hoe.
Wow.
If your girl got Steve Harvey's book, she's a hoe.
Wow.
No, that's a bitch you need to run from. Fuck that.
If your girl go to New Birth Missionary.
Oh, my. Tommy, you are stupid. Oh, my goodness.
If your girl favorite movie is Wait to Exhale, Colored Girls, Precious, How to Be a Player, Booty Call, any black movie.
Black movie.
Not Love Jones, nigga. Love Jones ain't in that, nigga. Love Jones.
If Love and Basketball is her favorite movie, she's a hoe.
Who can play that game?
Yes. And she up there trying to tell you, you see what happened in Twat? She's a hoe. And she watched Meet the Browns, any Tyler Perry. I'm telling you, and she watched Centric, BET, TV One.
No, nigga.
These hoes. You ain't no hoe. I think about it. Ain't no good woman watching this shit.
Tell my sister why she said
that. Hey, wait a minute now.
But
I watch some of this.
Virginia,
like
I'm calling
people.
Like I see it.
No, the housewife people. But I watch some of this, and that's I am a good girl.
If you watch Family Feud with Steve Harvey on it.
He just teasing with you. Don't.
If you listen to Michael Bazin.
I don't like Michael Bazin now. I've never heard
of him.
It's about him that I just can't get with.
If you quote Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Hold up. Don't talk about T.D. Jakes.
See?
But
I'm telling you,
these
is what these little hoes do. I'm telling you, it's hard to beat. Because my thing is this. If a girl ain't married, she say she love the Lord, and you having sex with her, doesn't that mean by logic, she is confused and is a hypocrite, and she don't even mind turning her back on her own God.
But some of those TV shows, like the Basketball Wives, and they not really married to any basketball players. Then there's another one where...
They got NFL Wives. At least the NFL Wives was actually wives. That's why they canceled that show.
No, but the basketball people, they're not married to any basketball players. And I didn't know that. I'm thinking that they were married. But, again, those shows are not meant to uplift you. It's meant to make you settle.
Let me tell you something else.
Because they're acting stupid as hell on those shows.
But, Pam, I ain't finished. If you got more than 200 friends on your friends list, but you can't call number two friends when you ain't online, use a hoe.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. Why you got all these niggas on your friends list and you don't know nobody?
I don't know what that's about.
Seriously, what woman wants to be connected to all these people? What good woman wants to be connected to all this random men saying something to you every time you put up a picture of yourself? If you got a picture of yourself in the bathroom, use a hoe.
Oh, man, that one don't go to me.
There's a lot of simple ways to find out these hoes is hoes. I'm just resigned to know that I like hoes. I stopped arguing that point. I like hoes. And if I'm trying to talk to you, know that you's a hoe. I wouldn't ask you for your number.
Oh my God.
But it's because we get along. Hoes get along with hoes. Let's stop playing with each other. It's just like when you look at these sites like Facebook and Black People Meet and any of these dating sites. A woman is exposing herself to random dudes trying to get at her. Who is okay with random dudes trying to holler at them? Hoes!
I'm on eHarmony now. It's a questionnaire on this shit.
I'm just saying.
No,
I know eHarmony's a little bit better, but I'm still telling you.
No,
only hoes like random men hollering at them. That's the whole purpose of a hoe, right? She stands on the street, and random men will holler at them. What are you doing on Facebook if you got 2,000 friends and you keep putting up these bathroom model pictures? If you putting pictures of yourself driving in your car?
You're selling something.
Thank you.
For the men. You're selling something, but it's about what you're selling. I try to be inspirational on my Facebook and share information, and that's what I'm selling.
Well, I always tell people this, those that can do. I told a woman when she was talking about how the young girl with the big butt was doing something that she don't do, and then I looked at her and saw she was 49. I was like, bitch, you can't do it.
Woo.
That's like me talking about I'm sick of these niggas with their shirt off with their six pack. It's easy for me to say that. I ain't got no six pack.
No, it's some 49 doing. They got that stuff out there, and you know it don't look the same.
Hold on, they do, but we all know they wrong for doing it.
When I
put up pictures of myself with no shirt on, looking like Dr. Conrad Murray right after the Michael Jackson trial, people be asking me to take that down.
No, don't do that. I mean, if you're going to do it, you've got to have a six pack.
Nigga walk around looking like a lobster with all them stomachs. This the dinner stomach. This the dessert stomach. But no, seriously. These are the things that make hoes hoes. And I love hoes. How are they love me. I think the problem is once hoes start declaring themselves and niggas that's hoes start declaring themselves, then good people will start being able to get together.
That's a way of looking at it.
Well,
because we all mixed up, nobody know what the fuck we getting. It's like gumbo. You reach into some bitch, you might get a shrimp, you might get a sausage.
Well, but gumbo's good, though.
Exactly. That's like hoes. They good. Good night, everybody. I'll talk to y'all on Saturday. We're going to have an abbreviated show on Saturday because I want y'all to get into bed by the time you turn 12 to wake your kids.